And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, I can't hear the music.
It was pretty good, though.
I was just in my head.
Yeah, it was right
pretty
on.
Good. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Two. Count them. One, two.
Yeah.
Special guest today.
Yes.
John Harbin.
What's up?
Michael Ewing Bear.
Hello, hello. I like the Ewing little drop. Huh, why's that? That's
good. I don't know. I was succession? Trying to guess your middle name.
Greatest of all time.
It's actually what? Michael succession? Michael.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Bradley.
It's Brad. Brad.
I was going to say, I went Ewing because that's a sweet middle name.
What a first name, middle name thing.
I used to hate my middle name.
Because it's our first
just
name.
Just Brad. Bradley Cooper made it cool. So, no,
but like Bradley or Brad? Like
Bradley.
It's B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Yeah, Michael Bradley.
Okay. Michael Bradley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to go Bradley for the middle name.
You have to have 100%. More than one symbol.
Yeah, Michael Bradbear syllable. Sounds really bad.
Michael so. Bradbear?
Michael
yeah, sounds
terrible. Brad.
Yeah.
Brad Bear.
Bear. Brad Bear. Anyways, so we were talking about market caps before we started recording.
That's our warm up. That's how we
That was the warm up because yeah. we're sophisticated and enlightened individuals.
Yeah. We're adults now.
Yeah. And we are adults somehow. And that led us to Microsoft's acquisition of, is it just Blizzard?
Blizzard Activision.
Blizzard, right.
Yeah.
Blizzard Activision.
And they own, not Zynga. What do they own now? King? I think that's part of it.
Excuse
like the
me?
Mobile Who's that? Company?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
What is this? What?
Yes.
Candy Crush, I think, is made by King, and like, I think.
I believe it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So worth more than any Activision
Blizzard
game. Well,
that's
Blizzard
the thing is, their argument is they're buying it for the mobile.
The mobile?
The mobile.
That's yeah. so disgusting how
they're
that
buying,
probably.
They're yes, buying Activision for the mobile?
They're just
that's
buying.
What they claim? I mean,
that's part that, of
that's
it.
That's just
yeah.
what they tell the court. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, because.
But yeah, so like World of Warcraft, ever heard of it? Call of Duty, ever heard of that guy?
Yeah.
$69 billion. If you want to own them,
what,
I bet they'd do it for $70 billion.
Do they not understand what monopolies are?
Well, like, that's
that was the argument, I guess. At court?
That's the FTC's thing. Where
what do they say? Who's left? Who the fuck? Like,
well, they're worried, right? Like, so the big argument was what happens with PlayStation. They're like, oh, you can't take Call of Duty away from PlayStation. Like, it's really hinging yeah. on Call of Duty. That was the argument.
Sure, because everything else is a PC game.
It was kind of funny. One of the quotes, I'm paraphrasing, but the judge was like, "Look, this isn't. I don't care if it hurts PlayStation. I care if it hurts the consumer. There's a big difference between the two."
The judge is an Xbox guy.
Dude, the judge.
Well, the moment she said that, they were just like, oh, okay. Like, we know how this is going.
Do you have his Master Chief shirt on? Or under the gown? Yeah.
No, it was a female. I forget her name. But
the judge is Cortana. She's a cam girl Cortana.
Exactly.
Okay.
Nah, notice how they never talk about Nintendo, by the way.
Yeah, they don't give a shit
escapes
about Nintendo.
Escapes the conversation every time.
So Nintendo was brought up. And Microsoft was giving 10 years parity with PlayStation. So that's on the table. That was part of the deal is they signed it with PlayStation. And they said they would bring Call of Duty over to Nintendo. They're like, we're confident
for
we'll
children?
Get it to run on Switch.
Yeah, sure. That's not the point. The problem is playing it for children.
Well,
of them used to be on Nintendo.
Yeah,
like World of War and stuff,
even
right?
Most of them. Are,
yeah.
If you that's look at the, some of the stuff
yeah,
on
but the Switch.
Yeah,
but the Switch is like... geared towards children.
Well, so is the Wii U, but I mean, there's still M-rated games on Switch.
I guess that's just wild.
Resident Evil
Resident Evil's on Switch. On
like
Switch
hentai.
Really? Yeah, I was gonna say, don't they have a bunch of hentai games?
Yeah, for like $1.
But what is your guys' thought of all that? Because like it was brought actually, like the FTC was the one who issued the FTC versus Microsoft in that case. And right. I have a hard time understanding, like, yeah, it's a big acquisition, it's big, but like, what case did the FTC really have in that? Like, yeah, it's a big acquisition, but there's multiple partnerships, like, well, similar to that, you know? Like, no one said a peep about Bethesda or, like, anything
well,
else
no,
like
they,
that.
Well,
like,
they did bring up Bethesda because Bethesda, like, there are some like, there was a lot that was brought to light, which was actually very interesting to read. So Bethesda didn't know that their games were going to be exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. Which didn't go over well with them because, like, as any developer, you want the most people to play your game because
reach,
you actually care about the consumer.
Right. And the most profit. But,
but funnily enough, before Microsoft bought Bethesda, Sony was in talks to make Starfield exclusive to PlayStation.
Yeah. I
so it's
that.
Very hard to yell at Microsoft being like, oh, you're a monopoly. But like, meanwhile,
everyone
you were
trying
to do the exact same thing
but
just give them.
But that's also
money.
The point. Like, Sony has leading market share position. It's not particularly close right now, too. So, like,
right.
how.
Which was the argument that Microsoft was making, yeah.
Yeah, and like, but that's a winning argument. I mean, what are you supposed to say to that? Well, we're secondary in the market. How are we a monopoly? Like,
yeah, well, they're technically tertiary because Nintendo's above them as well. So they're third place out of the big three. So it's like,
wow. Sony's like, we want to stay at number one. Yeah. And, so and I wonder,
going back to your Bethesda comment, I really wonder, like, they probably were super bummed until they found out how much they were getting from Game Pass, like revenue share, because it's like the game's available day one on Game Pass. So it's like. That's the crazy part about Microsoft. Microsoft just has the deep enough pockets to pay every developer. Like, hey, yeah, it's on Game Pass for free. People aren't going to buy your game, but hey, here's a revenue share
it doesn't exist.
Millions of dollars.
that's the big thing. Like, so anyway, all of that being said, the FTC lost. When I was talking about the appeal was, hey, while we're working on this, can you just stop the acquisition? Because there is a deadline of July 18th. So if they don't close the deal by July 18th, and I mean, as we're recording, if they don't close it by July 18th, they have to pay Activision $3 billion and their deal is dead.
Wow.
So FTC cleared that hurdle. You're good. Other hurdle, the UK also blocked it. So now they're like, okay, well, what do we do? There are a bunch of different options of, okay, we'll just pull Blizzard out of the UK. We're just going to take our ball and go home, close the deal anyway, and deal with the fallout, which would hurt their reputation and everything. So they're like, they probably won't do that. Now there's talks of them kind of giving up some of their mobile acquisition in that area. And so like there's a bunch of things on the option and on the table, but I can't imagine them not doing it at this point. Like you're losing $3 billion plus core cards.
It's a falling. It's like. The U.S. is probably the biggest domino in this case because if you can get through the U.S. like FTC like doesn't approval,
matter. The rest of it's candy.
U.K. specifically because like it's EU approval. It's not just like individual countries, but the U.K. is not that
not
big
anymore.
Of a market that has
well,
that much
so it's I think it's two right. Like the EU is different than the U.K.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So it's because of Brexit, but right in the EU.
So the Blizzard.
Passed it, so the UK didn't.
The EU is the hardest, is always one of the hardest ones to get. So it's like, when you get the EU,
they got that.
EU and US, I mean, what case does the UK really have to say, no, we don't think so? But
right, they're a small country in comparison to
both. And it's not like, you know, I don't know what Activision's game share, market share, whatever you want to call it, is in the UK, but I assume it's not as high as in other parts like the US or...
Not even close.
So, like, if you pass the market that you were supposedly the most dominant in, I don't know. I don't see it being held up now. I think it's like it's basically green lights.
I mean, they got to make up. What you said was a Tuesday is the 18th. So, like, by the time people are hearing this, they have till tomorrow. we'll know by then.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, it's like 68 and some change, but $69 billion.
So, hold on.
69 is a better number.
Hold on then. How is WoW going to work? It's subscription-based. Are you going to be able to play that on Game Pass, $10 a month?
So they don't know. There was actually, I forget who went on record from Microsoft saying that like Diablo is not going to Game Pass. So it's not guaranteed that all of that is going over to Game Pass. But it's also not like stipulated like it can't. Like that's
so
obviously their prerogative.
Now I have to load those games through a shitty interface called Windows 10 and Windows 11.
Maybe not necessarily.
I hope not.
I mean, who knows? Like, you don't know what that looks like yet. And even if you did, it's going to take quite a bit of time for that to happen.
By then, they'll have Windows 12 out.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Windows 10 supposed to be, like, the last Windows?
Then they put 11 out?
Yeah. Well, I think part of it, too, is, like, look at what they did with League, where it's like, yeah, you can go through Microsoft, but you're still downloading
the Riot
client and everything. Same with
Ubisoft.
It's
going to be the same thing.
What do you think happens about Battle.net, though?
I think they keep it.
You think they keep it?
Because the Riot client's still there.
Game Pass.
I think for the longest, because like look at Bethesda stuff. I mean, like it's still very much like Bethesda.
Like when you launch an Epic game, like not Fortnite, for example, if you bought Valorant and bought Valorant on Epic, it launches through the Riot app afterwards.
Yeah,
right.
It has to launch there because it has to interact that way.
Or it could be like EA where. You launch it through Siege. Xbox, but then it opens the EA app.
Right. Siege is
so fucking annoying.
It's very dumb. Yeah.
I hate that.
Right. EA app's the most annoying one.
I had to do that for Star Wars.
Uplay's pretty annoying too. But
Uplay?
Yeah.
Uplay's
annoying.
100%.
They're all very annoying.
Just make one app.
Hey, remember when Ubisoft games came out? Yeah, me too.
Remember when Ubisoft games were good?
Yeah, well,
that's also been a while.
Skull and Bones might come out this year.
Actually, dude, Assassin's Creed 4 remake, I bet you, comes out before Skull and Bones comes out.
Why would they remake?
You want to put a cheeseburger on that?
Is there a cheeseburger going on here?
I'd put a cheeseburger on that. Considering Assassin's Creed 4
whoa,
it's
whoa,
still
hey,
rumored.
Hey. Yeah. Don't lose your cheeseburger here. Yeah. You have it on the hook.
I need a couple more beers before I start.
TBD on this. Yeah. Wanted to get it in the recording.
Yeah. I do a cheeseburger on an Oppenheimer review score. If you throw out a number, you tell me what it has to beat. I feel pretty confident that Oppenheimer's going to...
I want to remind you, Tyler, you got wrecked on this on Hogwarts. So
I got wrecked on in Hogwarts. I got wrecked on Sonic. No, actually, I think I was good on Sonic.
There was a Sonic game?
What was Tenet rated? Do we remember? Oppenheimer is the Nolan film, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good call. I don't know. I would probably say like a 94.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Probably.
Which one?
That's a pretty high number you turned out.
Huge number. You're taking the over under on that.
Wait, the audience or the critics? That's important. That's
I always go critic. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a ripe...
I think the critics are stupid. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%. But I still give critic. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Audience is so...
Yeah.
Would you be willing to talk down to a 90 or 92?
So you're saying I have 92 and lower?
Yes.
And you don't you just take lower?
And
or
higher.
Would you do... Or we could...
Set the line at 94 and then go...
No, because I genuinely think critic score is going to beat 94, but it's going to be close, I think. Like, I think it's going to be like 95, 96, or like...
I'll put a cheeseburger on it then.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask. Would you go down to... What if we did something like this?
That's why 94 is a good
94
line.
And above, it's good. 94 and above, I win.
Okay.
93, 94 is a wash. 92 below, you win.
Fuck that. No, don't take that deal. That's a terrible deal.
Wait, 93 and 4. So it'd be you get 95 and above.
Yes.
93 and 4 is a wash. I would do 94 as a wash, and I'll take 93 and below.
Oh, this is fascinating.
I'll do it.
Fascinating.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put it in the notes.
Okay.
I'll take that.
So 94 is a wash. That's an interesting line.
What about Barbie?
I couldn't say.
I'll take...
Normally Barbie, I would probably put it like...
75.
Tell you what, you set the line
over under 75. Yeah.
Over 75.
I think Barbie beats Sonic.
I think
in Sonic
it has Margot Robbie in it. That's easy over 75.
Yeah, and it doesn't take itself seriously. Look at freaking D&D.
What about her?
Like, people have been calling her mid.
Mid?
Yeah.
In what fucking universe?
I don't know, man.
Wait, who is Margot Robbie's past? Is that you?
No.
Wait, who are you? You're Emma Watson, huh?
Yeah, Emma Stone. Yeah.
It's me.
Emma Stone.
It's you, Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie's in my short list. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he has a list? Right. You get one.
No, so my point is, she's probably the most recent, like, yes, she's probably the most recent past. It used to be Mila Kunis for a very long time.
Until she got too old.
It's not even that. No, like, she's still there. It's just she's clearly well off the market now.
Ashton ruined her.
She looks like a child.
You think she looks like a child, but you think Margot Robbie looks older than her?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
What?
No.
Mila Kunis looks like she's 18, dude.
No, she does not.
100%.
As long as you don't look at her face and just look at her height.
When you're dating, you're allowed to have a list. When you're married, it's like one.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I can do whatever.
You can. So, yeah, you personally.
So I like being a part of the group.
Just so I'm right. We said 95 and above, I win. 94 is a wash. 93 and below, you win.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. We're good.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not worried about it. This is recorded forever.
You almost, yeah, we're good. We're doing good on bets.
I think you'll be all right.
There's more on the line here for that than probably the Microsoft transaction.
He's going to lose it when he hears about some bets we made yesterday.
Who? Me?
No. Michael.
Oh, us? Should we get into the betting bullshit?
I do have sports BS on my list of topics.
Should we do that now?
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
All right, let me tell you about the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
And how they're going to win the division. At plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000.
Oh, that's a good
John bet. And John have slammed.
I like that.
He likes it.
That's
you thought he was going to hate it.
I don't like it anymore.
It's a huge bounce back spot for them,
dude. Can you transfer your bet to somebody else?
I could cash it out right now.
what is, just curious, what was the makes playoffs versus wins division?
I don't know.
Probably half at least.
Yeah, at least.
Plus 500 to make playoffs.
I could love
it. There's like three wildcard teams now. It's like everyone gets into the playoffs.
Way easier.
I mean, if you think about that division, it's really between them and the 49ers.
But who are the 49ers playing at quarterback?
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the issue.
100%. Dude, this is a huge brain play.
Brock Purdy's terrible.
It doesn't matter. They
Purdy's not going to be able to recreate the success.
Then they have Trey Lance again.
Trey Lance is terrible.
Trey Lance is terrible.
He's awful.
I think Trey Lance with McCaffrey in the backfield is scary, personally.
I think anyone with with McCaffrey in the backfield is
good. But you're not a running quarterback. You know, you're more, you strike as more of a pocket passer.
I can move. You know? No, you're a pocket passer. John's a pocket passer.
Here's the
Tyler's a water boy.
I'll take water boy.
There's a problem with Trey Lance.
They get paid good.
Everybody needs water.
He can't throw the ball.
That's a great.
He's a runner.
He can throw deep.
No, he cannot.
Who gives
no,
a
he
shit?
Can't.
He's got a pretty far deep ball.
Okay, in Division
not
One,
accurate.
In Division One, AA, it's easy to accomplish. In the NFL, it's impossible to accomplish a deep ball.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. We'll see.
I'm just saying,
if I were you, that's my one concern, is how good San Francisco this year.
Matt Stafford's easily the best quarterback in that division.
Yes.
I think that bodes well. Like, you're giving me best quarterback plus 1,000 to win the division. And that's a steal.
But Cooper Kupp's healthy.
Cooper's back.
They completely revamped the defense, though. That's the one thing I'm a bit worried
about. Did Donald retire?
No, but there is talks they might trade him. So that does concern me.
Ramsey's gone.
Ramsey was old.
Yeah, but if you have Aaron Donald, dude, you're always just...
You're in it.
Harbin's pretty, like, you know, queasy right now on the bet. And maybe
because prepared to fight.
Well, could you remind him what plus 1,000 means? Just...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, John, plus 1,000, it's the odds.
Oh, thank you.
So, it's essentially 10x.
Yeah.
So, if I bet a dollar, I get $10.
Yeah.
Technically 11, because I get the dollar back.
Right.
So, you bet five.
Fiver.
For 50. Yeah, five.
55.
And I bet 12.75, because I had 112 and 75 cents.
I was like, oh my God, you put
$1,200
on it.
$12.
I was like, I don't know if I feel that good about it.
You imagine.
So, wait, like, if you win, you're getting $55 back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about being right.
Wait, how much did you put on it?
Five.
Just a five spot. $5 to win 55?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's not even a video game.
It's a DLC.
Here we go.
That's almost like my master's bet.
That's not even like
John Rahm. Like plus like 900. I put 10 down.
That's a month of McDonald's.
Yeah, we won that. Yeah, we won $100 off of that.
Yeah. Think about that, big guy.
That was a nice day.
Dude, it's not about getting rich. It's about being right.
Yeah, it's about building units. Okay.
You bet $113 on the Rams to win the division. That's a lot.
No,
I bet $12.75.
Oh,
yeah. No.
Because I had $112 in my account.
Hey, but that's,
and I rounded.
Craig Abramati. He said $112.75, and I was like, "What does that mean?"
That would be all my units. That would be a bad play.
Yeah.
Can I go on a rant about a shitty app that I don't know if I want to name just for fear of litigation for you guys and your podcast?
Dude, well, hold on. If we're in court, dude, that's publicity.
You just say allegedly. It's fine.
The Batman should have.
No, it's not even allegedly at this point. But allegedly,
the Batman
saves you.
Fuck DraftKings.
Whoa. I
know it was like a normal podcast sponsor. Okay.
My place. Oh, you mean our sponsor?
Let me paint the scene for you, boys.
Oh.
They have this really good looking promo. They do deposit matches all the time. And it's like, oh, you put in so much, you get 100% match. And usually you have to play through it or you have to take the winnings and win that. I get that. Completely fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was a casino specific one.
Oh,
so I was like, okay, I'll put in $300. I'll do multi-hand blackjack and you get $600 total, basically. So
double your money.
It actually goes,
money. What's the promo?
100% deposit match. Up to $2,000, mind you. So I put $300 in.
So what's the stipulation?
Well, let me get to that.
Oh, boy.
So I start playing. Very up and down, but pretty much I never went below the $600 that I started with. I got as high up as $900 up to $1,000. And I was actually cycling through it pretty quickly. I probably put... There was like another promo that it was like tracking for me. Mm. And it was like, oh, you the grand jackpot or a chance to win a sweepstakes was like at $9,000. I was at like $3,000 cycling through with that same $600. So just playing multi-hand blackjack quite extensively. And I kept checking because I was like, I'm pretty close to like playing through this.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get my $600 out. Yeah. So I wake up one morning. I go and check. All the money's gone.
all?
No idea why. So I go through my transaction history, and it says bonus forfeiture, $675. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I didn't say that I was forfeiting this.
You just took all your money.
So I sent an email to DraftKings just saying, hey, like, I don't know what happened. This shows I didn't forfeit anything. And then they go, per the terms of this agreement, you didn't hit the playthrough bonus in time, so you forfeited your initial deposit plus all winnings and your old deposit.
What?
So I was like, no. So I started reading through, and this is the crazy part. The terms and conditions, it talks about a playthrough bonus at first, and it's buried in the middle of the terms and conditions. Yeah. It first mentions 30 days, which it wasn't 30 days.
It's 30 minutes.
He mentioned 7 days in his email. So I had 7 days, apparently, with this thing buried in the middle of the terms and conditions. I had 7 days to play through the deposit and the matching 15 times over. So I don't know what the math is on that. God. Let's say $600.
Wait, why 15 times over?
That's just part of the stipulation. So I had to actually invest $9,000 passing through with this
to get $300 back.
To get my $300 back plus whatever the bonus was.
Bonus.
Like I said, it's not like I wasn't using it. I was like $4,000 or $5,000, and I wasn't even trying to withdraw the money. I was still playing through it. But I was like, dude, I would have responded to the guy. I was like, you know, like, your terms and conditions says 30 days right above it. Like, don't you think that's a little misleading?
Yeah. Like,
so, didn't matter. So, I was like, honestly, if you want to be, like, you know, have shady terms and conditions buried at, like, the bottom of, like, page 9
Holy
is
fuck.
When I found this. I was like, just cancel my account out. Because I'm like, I'm done with DraftKings. I'm going to FanDuel.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then even had the guts to send me a survey to ask how they did and how they could improve DraftKings. And I'm like, oh boy.
That's automated.
I cracked open the dock like that. So I was like, let's go.
Let's write a book.
But I was blown away. I was like, I've never, like, we've done deposit matches before during like football season. They do that all the time. Yeah. And then usually it's like you put in like $100, you get $100 back, and you just have to play through. Like, you can't withdraw that. 100
Yeah,
you have to win and then win again, like usually two, three times. But a 15 times playthrough in 7 days,
dude.
The way it works for sports though is they give you like bonus money.
Yeah,
like it's money you cannot withdraw.
Yeah,
you have to use it.
Yeah,
but
and then it expires.
But you can keep the winnings.
100%
Exactly. Like
you also keep the money you put in. But the fact that they take your money.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's
especially because I played it over 5-6 times over.
Yeah.
And I was still, you know, positive or still there. And then to take the initial deposit plus the winnings, like I could maybe understand, but like
that's robbery.
Why would you make a 15 times playthrough in a 7 day period? Like, do you know, like I would have to literally be doing that almost 24/7 to play $9,000 through that machine.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's
stealing. I don't care what the fucking term
is. That's what I said. I was like, that is literally, I was like, that is like bait and switch advertising. And it doesn't mention it anywhere on like the base ad. It's like, you literally have to go to the bottom of the terms and conditions.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So I was like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's $300. It's not worth hiring an attorney over. But I was like, that is messed
up. Yeah. But I mean, it could be.
Well, they're actually, I remember reading something that some attorney was suing DraftKings for a type of term and condition.
Class,
yeah. I wonder if it's like, if it
keep
turns
an
into
eye
something
out for that.
Bigger.
There's going to be a class coming
oh,
soon.
Oh, I was furious.
That's fucking crazy.
I would be so pissed.
And this is also the same time that I went down to the actual casino
and lost
another $300. Yeah.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, so it was not a good week.
Yeah.
that week. And I went from, okay, so I'm good gambling for a while.
Yeah.
As I maybe go down this weekend, we'll see.
Let's go tomorrow.
You need help, bro?
Let's go tomorrow.
No, I'm good. I have self control. Hopefully, Miranda doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Minus 900 got self control.
One of our episodes, we put the gambling hotline on the description.
Did we?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, it's hilarious.
I'd be so. Oh, I wouldn't have stopped.
I deleted the app. I was done.
Yeah,
I was done.
Yeah,
I was
John
like,
would have
closed it out.
Raised and salted the field.
I would.
I can only imagine.
I would have burned some bridges.
It could be $100, bro.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if you actually, like, if you're like, oh wow, this is a free $2,000, like, put $2,000 in.
Yeah.
So, like, what would that be? $4,000 deposit times 15 times playthrough.
Yeah. Imagine if you'd done more than $300.
You would have to put $60,000 through the DraftKings app to get that.
And when you're saying put 60 grand through, you mean like
play $60,000 worth of hands.
So you would have to win a lot
with your $4,000.
You got to keep winning.
You would never lose the $4,000.
So there have been some times where I've been on my FanDuel Casino app going, having a good time playing like a casino game, and like pops up and goes, "Hey man, you've wagered $7,000 in the past hour." And I go, "Oh, have I?
Yeah,
just maybe $2,000 and I get my $600.
Maybe I should stop." Now, granted, like Mike said, I wasn't down. I'm just back and forth, up and down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like you look at that and you go, "Oh, thanks for keeping count for me. I'm done."
And I wonder if that's something like lawsuit wise where they had to, like,
they have to warn you.
Yep. Right.
And you know, I always had my doubts on the odds of like those apps, the payouts and stuff. It's like I've never seen such low cards in one span when every time a dealer
needs the moment, you do that kind of stuff, like I don't think you can, and maybe this is not the case anymore, but like when you're talking computers, you can't do random, right?
They have an edge, but the edge has to be within legal parameters defined by the Gaming Commission. Yeah, but the Gaming Commission is literally there because casinos exist. So if no casinos existed, because no casinos were making money, there wouldn't be a Gambling Commission. Yeah. So like it's, you know, like,
so the Gambling Commission has no say over.
No, they audit and verify the odds and plays through, and they do like computer simulations.
The auditor comes in,
and hey, to dude, be fair, I won like $300 like I said,
off this nut job. Like, here, take it.
It is very very streaky. So like that, I get that. It makes sense. Like I don't think the actual odds on the app were unfair. I just say, and I'm not even saying allegedly, but I'm saying they did steal $300.
They stole $300
via a technicality and a terms and conditions contract. But hey, kids, read your contracts.
Even if you read the contract, do you understand the contract?
Which is the main question.
Especially when they had literally two paragraphs next to each other. One said 30 days, and
what was the 30 day forward? Did you go back and look?
I think it was all states, but for some reason, Pennsylvania was 7. So yeah.
So maybe I will pull my money out in solidarity, because I only used that app for Wrexham games last year because they were allowed you to bet in the National League, whereas FanDuel doesn't let you do that.
Or pour one out for your homie. If you got any referral bonuses or good bonuses with FanDuel, you let me know.
I'll refer you.
I was going to wait till football season because I haven't really been betting on games anyway. But
yeah, right now it's a bad time to bet.
Yeah, no,
baseball sucks.
Baseball sucks. Yeah,
I don't know. We had fun with baseball that one time we went.
Yeah, one night so betting crazy, on a random homer that was hitting the bottom.
That was the most fun I've ever had doing sports betting. Was that night Anthony Rizzo, bro?
And the bottom nine.
It's those bets, and then the under 18 hockey championships on. And
that was awesome.
Which, by the way, how is that legal? There were a lot of bets on
slamming
literal kids.
Couldn't you over bet on Little League World Series too? Like I thought,
I'm sure you care.
Some people were letting you bet on a Little League World Series.
I bet MGM. I bet you.
And it was at Rivers.
I bet you, that's crazy. I bet you bet MGM let you do it.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that was legal.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, they're children, so they could be fucking purchased, so.
Well, what?
Yikes.
All right. Not in that way, but, you know.
Dude, anyway, so I changed my casino recently. I think I'm going to. The Meadows is awesome.
Which one? What app is
it's
that?
It's Hollywood Casino, right?
Well, you're going to the Meadows.
I went to the Meadows last week.
How far away is that?
That's like an hour for you,
it's like 30 minutes.
It's an hour for me.
In a Challenger?
Isn't it called Hollywood Casino now?
Yeah.
It's like,
it still says the Meadows Racetrack and Casino, though.
They have table games?
But it
100%.
Is. 100%. But it's sponsored by Hollywood Casino. And the Meadows, I always heard the Meadows does pay out better than.
The Meadows is crazy. They have table games. Their blackjack is all shoes. They don't have any automatic shufflers. You get free drinks at the table. I was playing at a $15 table and I was getting free drinks.
But I heard they cut you off pretty quickly at the Meadows.
Not me. I was like 4 Yinglings in.
Okay, let's go to the Meadows.
Insane. Yeah. And
the river just shoves it up your ass. So.
Yeah. Barstool Sportsbook is there.
All the bridges.
And their sportsbook's so sick, dude. They got a huge bar in the middle of the sportsbook. They have like cornhole and like yard games.
That's awesome.
On the side. It's like a restaurant. It's so sick.
I don't have Barstool because I don't trust
Dave's
my hero.
I don't trust him. So he's gonna
if it is
a crook, man.
If it is Hollywood Casino, I might have trouble
because he's sold. Because he sold Burstall?
He's just a crook in general.
Who else do we want to flame? How do you feel about Joe Rogan? let's just cut them all.
Well, all right, that's,
you guys want to do DMT or what?
Are we going to win the moon? What about Hollywood Casino? What's
so this? DraftKings is partnered with Hollywood Casino. So if Meadows is Hollywood Casino, it's the same company we're supporting.
Same company.
Yeah.
Dude, Meadows is awesome.
Dude, that's the same with anything. Any company you hate is owned by a bigger company that owns something.
I would be surprised if... You said Barstool was in the Meadows?
He did say that.
Yeah, Barstool's is, yeah.
Then sports I don't think Barstool. It's not.
It can't be them.
Yeah, because it'd be DraftKings for their sports book.
Then. Are you sure?
Yeah. Unless it's
I feel pretty confident. You should see who owns Meadows and if Hollywood Casino is affiliated.
I'll just pull up the DraftKings app.
When you go to casino, you're going to see Hollywood Casino in the top.
And you have a recency bias.
You would know staring at that.
You know, not that I put $4 or $5 grand through that app recently. And
their stock's up, though, so...
Oh, yeah, of course it is, because...
I just want to say, so that's... Oh, you're right, it is. Hollywood Casino, the Meadows. That's so strange. Shit. Their sports book is Barstool.
Barstool probably got their foot in the door first before DraftKings could.
I guess, that's so strange.
Barstool's a Pennsylvania thing, so...
It's sick, though. I really like that place. We should go for a horse race, dude. That would be so fun.
I'd be down for that. I would not bet horse racing.
Why?
Let's do it.
Go for a fucking race, man. It's a nice track.
Sister's fiance, his bachelor party's in the Kentucky Derby.
No shit. Are you going?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I think he invited me. So that's I'm going to dress up and that'll be my first horse racing experience.
Is it actually the Derby?
Or is it just another race?
Actual Derby.
So next year?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
We were doing that for prom. We were
Kentucky Derby?
Night at the track and it was all digital, but we were like getting like Shirley Temples and... Like betting on the air quotes track is, you know, 18-year-olds.
So I watched a video of a Reddit post about someone that they were doing like a gambling thing at their company. It was like a sales thing. And they were like, oh, yeah, you can play all these casino games, whatever, with like $300 of like play money. Whatever you win at the end of the night is yours to keep. And so he went to a craps table and instead of them doing the real odds on the craps table, he was the only one playing craps, so someone walked over. One of the people in charge was like, hey, just make everything 2-1 to make it easier.
What?
Yeah. This dude knew how to play craps and was like, he didn't say a fucking word.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah.
Wait, goes, what?
Yep. So the 6 and the 8, 2-1. 2-1 payout. Yep. When it's literally like...
I don't even know how to play craps, and I know that that's exciting.
Dude, exciting? Do you know what your EV is? You're printing money.
I haven't played Pokemon
in
a while.
Printing money.
But is it like a communal pot and like he's just digging into that? Like,
is there one winner? No.
Or is it just
here's the pot
of craps?
If you went and played blackjack and Mike went and played blackjack and played craps, you could win $300. You could win $400.
Yeah, okay, so
he walked out of there with like $3,000, starting with $300 in 2 hours.
How are you allowed to do
that? What is the house edge when they do that? Like, what would that be?
Six. It's like six. You got
2-1 on anything?
Yeah. So, like, what would your edge be against the house?
Like,
above 60%?
At least. Because you get, what is it? You bet $6 to get your one.
Six to five.
Yeah, 6 to 5 on the 6s and 8s.
Oh my God! That would
he made it 2-1. That,
we're approaching like 70.
Yeah,
70%. Wow,
fucking unbelievable value.
So like for reference, Tyra, when we do blackjack, the house edge is like 50.5%. So like you have a 49.5% edge. Like it's not even an edge. You have a disadvantage.
Yeah, but that's actually way closer.
But if it was like
blackjack's the best.
Well, that depends. The moment they go to like 6 to 5, or they do like triple zero roulette, like I was joking with you the one day, the house edge gets closer to 60-some%.
Yeah,
but.
That was wild when I saw that video.
That's disgusting, dude. Shit. We got to go there. That's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Get hired.
I'm down to do a trip to the Meadows.
If we made it, it'd be fun.
Yeah, they have everything. Craps. And they have some things that Rivers doesn't have. Like,
is that a hotel?
No, there is a hotel there. It's right by where...
We just stay there?
It's where Abby and Nate got married.
It's
right there.
Was it really?
Yeah, the hotel was right there.
Really? That far away?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I would like to do that. Is if we got
go for a horse race, like, stay for craps, go bankrupt.
Yeah,
blow some money.
Yeah. Blow $1,000 probably.
Yeah, I would play craps.
I won $600. I was there last week.
What?
Put 200 in.
What the fuck,
just
dude?
Played blackjack. So this is my first good blackjack session.
Oh, no wonder he won.
Or the Meadows.
Meadows. Okay. What is this? And dude, I was just
ask anymore if I want to go play.
I was ripping everything. Everyone else was losing except for me.
Did they have Ultimate Hold'em?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking dumb,
love that.
If that
that's my new favorite game.
He probably went with Devin.
I know, right? Isn't it an awesome? So awesome.
Yeah, he probably went with Devin. Yeah.
I know. I went by myself.
Bullshit.
I swear
Why
to God.
Why would you go by yourself?
I had nothing to do, and everyone was busy.
Hold on a sec. Let me see if your phone works. Oh, it does. That's weird.
I do. Damn, I went. Damn, I just went. Dude. It was so fun. It was a great time. Anyways, they didn't take my 600 when I left. It was like crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I could just, I walked out.
You just kept it all.
I like, so they give you chips when you go live? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, like, you go to this teller, kind of like a gated thing. There's, like, a woman working there. I put the chips on the table.
And they give you money back.
And they gave me $100 bills. Yeah. Six of them.
That's nice.
And then I walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's four more than what you gave them initially.
Yes.
That's crazy.
You just got to go there more often. It's that easy.
Quit.
Yeah. Now think of what, think of that. Like they let like, oh yeah, we'll let the small guy win $600 and he's going to brag about it on his podcast and attract all these new customers.
Oh, what if they knew? That would be fucking
they deserve
next
every
level,
penny.
Dude. They deserve every I love that theory, and that makes me want to go more test that theory out.
They have a facial scanner and goes, oh, this guy's...
Oh, couch code? Code?
He's never been here before. Let him win some cash.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This guy looks like some cartoon on a podcast artwork.
As we're about 40 minutes in, we'll say, please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put the hotline on.
How crazy is it, though, that nobody at any craps table we've ever been at knows how to fucking roll dice?
Dude, I don't know how to roll. I am a terrible dice roller. I do well, but I just fucking... You see me throw.
Right,
it's terrible.
I'm saying, like, when we were there together, no one at the table could throw with the two of us. Literally just pass. Like,
oh, yeah.
But they don't pass because they're all terrible.
Dude, did I ever tell you the one time Devin and I were at craps and we were playing don't the whole time and there and were
raking,
like eight
right?
sevens in a row.
Yeah, raking.
We were the only two left
at
the table. Yeah. They were fucking all gone.
People get real pissed.
And then we switched to the pass
when we started
crushing.
That's the problem. You're supposed to. That's the real way to play craps. It's a bet against the fucking
I am so up on craps. It makes me not want to play because I'm due to lose so much.
That's usually how it works. Like
100%.
I remember when I first started, like I did not lose money in blackjack for like 10 trips. Like it was insane.
Cool.
And then ever since I said
the
anything.
One night he brought us.
He brought us for his birthday. He's like, oh, look at me making all this money.
But Hold'em is different. Hold'em's the new game for me. I've only lost at Hold'em once. And it wasn't that bad.
You play basic strategy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good boy.
I like Hold'em. I actually, I'm sorry, you might hate me. I do love the progressive bet. You don't understand.
I do understand.
I hit like
You talk
four,
about expected value, bro.
I hit four straights on the flop.
What's the percentage on that one?
It pays out 150 each time, so it made its edge and more. But yeah.
So mad, dude. Yeah. For all night, he's like, I'll keep going. It's going to hit.
Oh, you did it too?
But then I got one.
With Tyler, Tyler hit his too when I told him to do it. So
no, I never hit it.
I thought you did.
No,
was that
you talking trips or progressive?
Not trips. I don't do trips. I don't like the odds and
dude,
trips.
Dude, I was
progressive.
Getting,
I like.
I got a flush.
The
I
payout
got
on a fucking aneurysm.
The payout on trips is crazy because payout on trips is $10 minimum.
Dude, the progressive
minimum.
Is so much worse. House
there's,
edge.
There's
than
no
trips.
Reason to do that when you could just bet on like.
I do neither.
Full house that, like
I do neither, and people get so mad. When I sit down at the table, don't play Lucky Ladies. Don't play
Lucky Ladies. Stupid. Sucks. But there is like I like the prop bets at like in Vegas. That was like the free bet with the free bet or Buster Blackjack's another good one. I like with how many cards the dealer busts with.
Yeah,
I hate Lucky Ladies though. Lucky Ladies is just such a scam.
Well, I kept getting 20s, and they're like, "Dude, bet Lucky Ladies." It's like, dude, as soon as I fucking bet this, I'm gonna lose.
Well, 20s, that's the thing. Away. Even 20s is only 4-to-1 payout, so it's like that only
What's
covers
point,
you.
Right?
It covers you for literally bets that you don't hit it.
I'm
how
just
often
saying
you hit in 20.
Yeah,
like, 20. I'm just saying, no matter what, I never play side bets ever.
But the one problem is like I've the worst that I've seen that I missed was a 25-to-1. On Lucky Ladies, if I did ever get the two Queen of Hearts, I'd probably tear up a little bit because it's like I play it occasionally when I'm like when I think the deck's about to get hot or like I'm seeing it, and I'm sometimes
the
okay
math.
At predicting it.
Yeah,
but the two Queen of Hearts, I think it pays 200-to-1.
That's crazy.
So 200-to-1 on a $5 bet would be a grand. Yeah. So, yeah.
When I see the six deck auto shuffler getting hot, I just.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Think how many face cards are in there, bro. There's so many face cards.
It's okay. Because, you know, they're all going to laugh at me for playing this progressive. When I hit the royal flush on a flop and get paid $700,000, you'll be sorry.
Yeah,
they shuffle every time.
I might be even on the progressive bet after the $700,000.
Yeah. You're gonna be down seven before that happens.
Play it for the next 10 years. Tell me how up you are.
How often do you see it? No,
dude, that's my worst fear is flopping the fucking royal flush. Not having progressive.
That's what I mean. I would cry. Yeah. It's like I watched a guy hit four of a kind on the progressive and it paid out like $5,000.
Holy I hit God, every one of them. It's like four of a like not well, not the progressive, but like the things that you get where it's like, oh, you got a straight, oh, you got a flush, oh, you got, yeah. Like I didn't bet on any of that, so it didn't matter.
Yeah,
I like Ultimate Texas Hold'em though because you have to play the ante, which gives you a little bit of a bonus. Like if you hit a royal flush, it's like what, 100 to 1 or 500 to 1 or something.
It's 50 to 1
on the normal.
But then even trips, it's another 100 to 1 or something like that.
Right,
it's like
right, 100%. So. But just playing, you have the bonus.
A decent chance. Yeah. It's like normal, though.
Yeah.
I hit 2K on my FanDuel account just a little bit ago.
I don't know how you do it.
Playing, because honestly, playing the casino.
That's disgusting.
It's terrible because
you just sit in bed and
yeah.
cookies on your stomach and fucking rolling.
Is it Oreo or Chips Ahoy?
I won
Chips Ahoy, bro.
I found vanilla fingers.
I found my favorite casino game.
What?
I couldn't tell you what it's called, but
oh, is it a slot?
Yeah.
Oh God, you're just full degen.
Kidding,
that
me.
Dude.
That's scary.
I won
full degen now.
Bro, I won $800. I don't want to spend.
Jesus Christ, John!
You sound no.
Bro, it was bad.
Yeah, that's horrible, bro.
I haven't played since.
You went through 7K.
Yeah, I haven't played since because I know
we're gonna have to delete this episode for their spouses.
I'm thankful the slot bug does not bite me at all. I hate slots.
Same. I don't like them.
Yeah, I'd rather you look me in the eyes while you take my money, not some computer to do it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah.
Oppenheimer's going to get a 96 and be like, yeah, you could take that cheeseburger, or I show Miranda this episode.
She already probably knows.
It's just a regular slot game where like you can get free games. And so you can also just pay for the free games if you want. Like, so, yeah. So hear me out.
So you can paid rolls. Hear me out.
Are you on a roll bit? Is that what's going on?
What?
No. The website? Oh, you know what it is?
No.
No. So hear me out.
It's like this scam crypto fucking website.
Dude, you're like, and you can pay for the free stuff. It's like, what?
Yeah,
no, listen.
It sounded like a little bit.
Like the Rocket game where it blows up or you have the cash out.
All right.
Go ahead. So if you are like betting $1 per spin, they offer you an option to pay 50 to get free spins. It's 8 free spins and it stacks. Like as it spins, like you get like wild pieces, it stacks up
and additional spins and everything.
Yeah. No, you can't get additional spins on
$50 or 50 cents.
$50,
but you're in the bonus, like it's like the multipliers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you get that, and then but what happened to me when I got 800 is I won 12 spins because I got a fourth free spin item randomly. It just came up in my spins. Instead of me getting 3, I got 4, and then I had 12 spins, which I turned into $800.
But see, what you need to do now is go and find what the odds of you, exactly what you just described, what are those odds?
Probably very, very small.
And then realize that you're never hitting that
again. Never hitting it
again.
They
paid you nothing
for doing that.
Yeah.
Well, also, that spin was $200.
And you made 8.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like putting 2 and getting 6, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, did you hear about that? So I was at the Meadows. Anyways, so when we go bet on horse racing, I don't know if you guys know this, works a little bit differently than sports betting, where the lines will change up until the race starts.
Yeah.
So your odds will change. If I place it 5 minutes before and the line changes, my line changes.
Oh, like as you, like your bet's not set?
Bet is not set. No matter when you set it, when you pay.
That's got to be in person because I did FanDuel horse racing because for the Derby they were offering some shit. And I was also mad about this because you got like you put in 20 and you got like 20 back in free bets. I didn't read the fine print. It was like free bets in horse racing. And I was like, motherfucker, I don't bet on horse racing. This is stupid. So
nobody reads here, I guess.
This is the problem. He never saw Peaky Blinders yet, so he doesn't know about how horse races are fixed all the time.
I watched Peaky Blinders.
You did?
Yeah, they curse the horse. They blow the powder in the
You
face.
Finished it?
You watched one episode. If you just
no, I got
that.
To the Russian arc, and then they were all fucking, and I was like, "What is happening?"
That was the
right
second
now?
Season early on. So you
third season.
Oh, so you never got to the Italians
either. Come on.
That's the next season probably, right?
Yeah.
The Russians is the third season. I'm almost done with that. The orgy is in the back half of the third season because it's scarred in my brain.
I don't remember that.
No, I remember it. It's the
And then they're appraising the diamonds underground.
It's the Joels and the Alfie Solomons. And
okay.
It's so weird, dude.
How many seasons are there of that?
Six.
Four?
Five?
Six.
Six?
It'd be six. Because, one after the Italians.
What was season two?
Season
Sabini.
Sabini.
I gotcha. No, I got.
That's when they got into the horse racing shit.
No, they got it into season one, but season two was a continuation of one where they were heavy into horse racing at first.
You know how we have our thing where we're burning arrows on each other.
Yeah,
So that was one of those things. Is that he had to get to Alfie.
And I don't see it. I don't see it.
Carrot.
Oh, the last season's so good.
You were just hoping he's going to keep going. He's going to burn hours on it.
Yeah, well, I was like, he'll get hooked by then. And then
I was in. I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then the Russian arc is
then the
not
weird
good.
Sex stuff happened, and he was like,
it gets better. You're in the middle of it where it's a bit slow, but that season.
Everyone I've talked to said that season is not great.
It's not.
Is there a TV show that
it's not my favorite season, but
every season is perfect?
Breaking Bad.
No.
100%.
That's not
name
true.
A bad season.
One.
Okay.
The first half of one is not good.
It's a hot take.
The first half of one is not good. Okay. I'm sorry. Huh. It literally takes like half the season before it finally is like, oh, this is starting to get good now.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty good.
Until the tub falls through the ceiling.
Spoiler, Jesus.
Yeah, isn't that
spoiler.
Like.
That's not really a spoiler.
Huge
episode
spoiler.
Four?
Okay, can I get a quick poll real quick here?
You don't know why the tub. I mean, I didn't spoil any of that. I'm just saying.
Because he didn't buy the fucking plastic, bro. Just listen to the guy.
Spoiler, Jesus Christ.
Anyways, so if someone says there's a time skip in a show, is that a spoiler?
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah.
Seriously?
Could be.
Like a flash forward type thing?
All you say is. Like, someone asked me, where am I at? And I said, after the time skip.
You did that for House of Dragon, didn't you?
No. It was a video game.
Oh.
So that's a spoiler.
Probably.
I would assume so.
What information do you glean from there? That the characters are older?
Yeah, well, for instance, if you're looking at Fire Emblem, that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
And that got ruined.
How does that ruin it?
Because I assume that's like cool, like now it skips forward, you see how everything's going and everything, but like if you haven't played it yet, that part was ruined, where it's like that cool. Here's the thing, if you talk about anything, and this is ironic because I want to talk about Indiana Jones, but if you talk about anything, in one way or another, you're spoiling something. You're spoiling something if people know before going into
it's true.
Whatever it is.
It's true.
Time skip, like anything. Like I feel like that's just like, and the thing that bugs me is, oh, well, this is in the first 5 minutes of the thing. Yeah, that first 5 minutes could have been really cool. It's like, oh, Han Solo dies in the first 10 minutes of Star Wars. You know, but cool, but like,
yeah.
Okay,
you just ruined that 10 minutes for me.
I will say this. It was in the trailers, though.
Yeah, but there are people that do blackouts.
All right, I don't care, though.
Okay, well, yeah, if you don't care, then it's a moot point. It doesn't matter.
I just wanted to be right.
Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. I mean, like, that's the classic, right?
I don't think so.
It's not the worst spoil.
I mean, he takes out the Russian guy.
Are you talking about Final Fantasy?
I'm talking about Die Hard, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's levels of spoiling. I don't think that's the worst one.
Die Hard.
Yeah, he's not dead the whole time.
Doing House of Dragons is still, like, even a spoiler. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, where it's just like, oh, it's a big
unfortunately, well, sorry, I spoiled House of Dragon.
Yeah.
Was that good?
I didn't watch it.
Is better than the Lord of the Rings for half the price.
What a travesty.
I thought HBO was like 200 mil versus 500 mil. Or
I thought HBO was doing Lord of the Rings. I was wrong.
No, Amazon.
Nope.
Yeah. That's why it's bad.
Yeah.
There's still a writer's strike, isn't there?
Now there's an actor strike
and
too.
Actor strike, yeah. Ooh.
That just started.
Can't have a show like that.
What are the actors striking for? They make fucking millions.
So, yeah, whatever.
They make two millions. Yeah.
I guess, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. Better conditions?
What conditions?
I don't know. I'm not an actor, man.
What are they striking for?
I think it's all coming down to revenue share.
Yeah,
and streaming.
How much are the bosses getting versus?
Yeah, because it's like when they make these movies like for that ultimately go to HBO or Netflix and stuff. It's like
Netflix makes
the
more money.
They're keeping all the split that they're getting from Netflix, HBO.
Jennifer Hale threw out a 399-1 ratio.
Wow.
That's what it is.
That's what she put out. I didn't read into it, so who knows if that's accurate or not. Mm. But she gave like a timeline of it used to be like 2-1 or whatever. And then throughout the years, now it's like 399-1.
I don't think to the companies, you mean? Like to the producing companies?
To the highest, like the leadership of whatever.
So like what's the director's split of that like share?
She gave a little infographic.
Because I feel like the thread like on Twitter. The director's, like actress sure should get a cut of it. Should it be a massive cut of it? I'm not as much as like a director's cut for like, it's your work. Like, yeah. So like
that's. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
Who are these actors that are striking? Is it like A-list celebrities?
It's the Actors Guild. Yeah, it's like the Actors main, Guild. You don't have a choice. It's like everybody.
See, I have a big problem with that. Even like making enough fucking money from
even
this
Marvel.
Acting,
so. Who's the guy who was? What's his name? Is it Don Cheadle who said it? Where it was like
Samuel L. Jackson.
He's like, what are they going to make Avengers with fucking YouTubers or something like that?
Oh, see that? I have a problem with that.
No, but like it was a fair point. It was like why they should point. Pay. I don't think it was
Logan
Don
Paul,
Cheadle.
Captain America.
Who else was it? It was somebody in the Marvel gross. Universe. I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was a funny comment. I laughed. Like I was like, that's pretty good.
That's pretty. I mean, it's pretty funny.
Logan Paul starring as Iron Man.
I just have an issue with Cap. I have an issue with Cap. Like, yeah. The rich essentially being
KSI,
like,
Black Panther.
Everybody knows how socialist you are as far maybe. As the rich. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well,
huh?
John doesn't like the rich people.
Why are we gambling then?
Why am I gambling?
Yeah, we're trying to get rich.
Speaking of rich and hidden things.
I'll hate myself and I'm rich. It's fine.
Say, all right. I already hate myself.
You know what's a dangerous app? The Apple Store app. Because you can buy anything you want, and if you have an Apple card, it gets delivered within like 2 hours. Like somebody drives from the Apple Store, courier.
No shit.
It's $9, and they just hand it to
That's
you.
That's so good for you.
So I was like, "Oh,
is Apple Card worth it?"
I like my Apple Card a lot.
I was thinking about getting one.
It's not as good as like a Discover bonus wise, but the interface is really good.
Well, you also get like no interest on Apple purchases.
Yeah.
So when you buy an Apple, like an iPhone, you buy from the Apple Store.
Well, that's why it's dangerous. So I bought a Mac Studio, like the little like. Mac Mini guy.
Oh, so business is good, huh?
Business is good. I'm returning it tomorrow, but
okay, there you go.
It was here in like 2 hours.
Yeah. We bought Lindsay's MacBook on her Apple Card because it was like 0% for 12,
yeah, but it's
months.
They put it behind it, so it's like that's gone from your available balance.
Yeah,
but it's just
it's hidden,
gone, and then they'll just charge your card like $100 a month or whatever it is. Being, but it's so unintrusive that it's like dangerous because I'm like, oh, I got this Mac Studio, I could probably get this monitor. You know how much an Apple monitor is?
Oh, it's insane.
$1,600.
Yeah.
Whoa.
60 frames, like it's 60 hertz.
Jesus.
Not OLED.
Jesus.
I was,
wow.
Do you know how much you have to pay if you want a stand that can move up and down? Not rotate or swivel, just up and down. $400.
$400
for that.
I was blown away by the iMac prices when I saw that.
Yeah, iMac screen. Well, but it's a 5K screen. So the the argument they have is if you want a Mac specific 5K screen that scales well for Apple products, there's two of them out there. There's this one, and there's the LG Ultra Fine, which is like 15 years old or whatever it is.
Isn't like the iMac Pro like $6,000 or something like that starting?
The iMac. So the IMAX, I don't think, because the new ones are still not upgraded yet. It's so like an old school one. Yes, the problem is any of their new silicon can just trounce that.
What was the new one that they were just announcing with the Vision Pro? Did you guys talk about the Vision Pro? By the way,
we didn't really talk about the Vision Pro. The VR system is $5,000.
Yeah, I think it was crazy. The Mac. The new
there's a Mac Pro.
IMAC Pro. Yeah, Mac Pro.
Well, it's not an IMAX, so it's just the tower. And the problem is the tower that you get is the exact same as the studio that I just bought. That's like half the size.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason why you would want the tower is if you want like PCIe slots and all that jazz, but like you can't do anything with it.
Yeah, right.
So
it's locked to Apple.
It's just,
so
it's crazy. And so for instance, you get the stand that's just a tilt.
Yeah.
That's $1,600. You get the stand that goes up and down. That's $2,000 because it's an extra $400.
Yeah.
Guess how much it is if you don't want the stand and you just want the vase mount.
$224.
$1,600.
Wait, what?
If you don't want the stand for this monitor.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They sell you it without the sand.
Yeah, the same
for the same price.
That's fucking stupid. So then
why do you guys buy Apple shit?
Because well, dude, it's just the color wise and everything is just so good. It's too good.
Because they're hooked. You're the problem.
Yeah.
I'm on the iPhone train, but wow, listen, that's fucking crazy.
I'll be a PC race forever, but
yeah.
I mean, don't have an iPhone, right?
I have an iPhone, yeah.
To be fair, like Apple computers are more for the creative type, like Tower anyway, and design.
Here's the problem.
You said I'm not creative? No, but like you're not designing. Like
you said, I'm not creative. Is what you said
you play slots. You're not creative.
I was doing the podcast. I was trying a new workflow and everything, but I was exporting it. Last week's podcast, 2.5 hours. It was a lengthy one, right? So it's like a pretty big thing. And when I was going through and I put it on the Mac, it was going at maybe between 15 and 20 times the speed, like exporting it, that we did to record it. My PC, 80 times. And it's just I can't justify it. So I don't know. It's going back, but I might buy that monitor.
Why would you buy?
I love GarageBand though.
Yeah, well, I bought Logic Pro too because I thought that'd be better. And well, it's
GarageBand's so good, dude. So I'm wrong.
Why would you buy the new VR when you can buy the Oculus for $300?
Oh, because their VR is so much better.
Dude, why would you buy VR when you could buy a Toyota Supra?
Their VR, because we didn't talk about this, but their VR takes a picture of your face, scans it. So if I'm in VR world, right? I'm watching porn. I'm sitting here.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a game?
Yeah, it's a game. And Activision? You come and sit down next to me. The headset detects you, scans my face, projects my face so it looks like you can see through the goggles, that's but it's actually
weird, dude.
Yeah, but it's actually a screen.
So your pants are down, your hands are on your...
He's not even telling you the best part.
You just see his eyes fucking glazed over.
Imagine you're wearing the goggles, you're looking at porn, and your mother or girlfriend or wife suddenly comes into frame for you.
Yeah, so if they get close, they fade in.
So they join the porn?
Yes. Well, yes, they come into the frame. Oh, so you would have no idea until they're in frame.
This is going to be a lost episode, dude.
That's terrible.
How much you would pay for this? $5,000?
For
that experience?
$99 is the asking price. I don't want it for the experience. It's cool because...
That was your selling point.
No. I was just trying to set
hard things.
Why is Harbin sitting next to you when you're jerking off? That's like what I'm trying to rack my brain.
Look, a lot of it is the virtual or the augmented reality part of it.
I literally thought he was about it. It's about the camaraderie.
It's about the camaraderie more than anything.
Listen, we'll just sit next to each other with the VR goggles on.
Oh no!
Wow.
Watch different things. We both like different things.
You'll both have VR on.
And we'll both watch different stuff.
Oh, don't worry, beautiful. People. That's on a different episode.
That is.
So if you're both in VR, can you be in the same room?
That's all based off software, but yeah, you can.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. But you could connect. Well, yeah, the whole thing is like that. Theoretically, I mean, this is obviously Gen 1, but what Apple does is they wait years before getting into the market, and then it's like, oh, this is the Apple way of doing it.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the times it's really good. Look at the iPhone. Right. A lot of the times it's like, what are you doing? Where that that screen, you can't take the power cord out. Stuff like
so,
that.
So hold on. But let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
So in a technology world where, you know, you work on technology and stuff like that, if something happens to that power cable,
yeah,
which happens,
you can buy enough times, peripheral to hold it. It wedges perfectly in there. And it's like it's not a crank, but it's like this automated thing.
It takes it out for you.
It pulls it out for you.
And that probably
with
costs
enough force.
That probably costs $150.
I thought you were motioning, and I thought it comes with a saw.
$300.
No, not $300. Cut through the fucking wire
for five. Well, dude, the Apple guy will come take it for you.
This is the low end one. It's $5,000 for their high end monitor that doesn't even come with a stand, and you pay $1,000 if you want the stand for it.
Is that modular?
That's modular. Yeah, that actually has a lock mechanism where it comes with VESA.
Oh my god!
You know, because they don't give you a stand for it.
Do people buy this shit?
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. People will buy the
physical. You, look, yeah, I don't want to get all nerdy and technical and stuff, but Apple works off of a 1440p scaling resolution, which means that their 5K monitors are the only ones that do it correctly. If I put my MacBook on a 4K monitor and you scroll, it essentially like smears stuff.
And you'll see because it has to be like divisible?
It has to be divisible. Yeah.
Oh, is this the eight thing? Is this
so
eight?
Oddly enough,
eight?
It's a design number. It's the same thing, but no.
It's a different number.
It's a different number. It's, but yeah.
What would it be?
Is they, they have 30s? Weird resolutions where it's like 16 by 10 and, right, and stuff right, like that. Yeah.
That's so.
I'm kind of. I can so hang. Good. I can hang.
Yeah.
You can hang. This is the part of the podcast where Tyler gets to have fun.
Yeah. No, this is a couple more trips to the Meadows Casino. You could afford Division Pro.
I need those goggles so that it looks like I'm paying attention when he's talking about this stuff.
Yeah. You know, maybe get the AI stuff that.
But really have porn on in the back.
Keeps your eyes looking.
I just like.
Oh, man. Hold on. They probably do. They probably pair with your Apple, your AirPods, right? The VR headset?
No, I think they have headphones built in. Yeah,
it's built in.
Oh, really?
But it pairs with everything. The idea, and they just kind of finished that thought, like the idea is this replaces your TV, your computer, your everything. You put that on, and now it's like,
sure,
here's the TV.
When it makes the 100-inch TV on the, it is cool.
Yeah, I mean, look at that wall. That entire wall.
But the only problem is, like, it's solo, though.
Cool.
Like, it's the perfect thing if you were living alone.
Alone, yeah.
But you could never, like, hey, let's watch a movie together, Chelsea, and then, like, oh, let me get my two hours. Yeah.
But how is that any different than us each having a phone? You know, before, like, that's back true. In the day, it was like you have
cut off from the person.
Yeah, you're like
your senses.
No. Well, not really, because you can still put it augmented reality. You're still looking all around. So what this does
audio.
Yeah, but you can still you could do pass. Apple
Discord.
Has the best pass through.
Join Discord
for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Discord next to.
Well, no, like if you have AirPod Pros and you put the pass through on, it's very good. Yeah. Like you can still listen.
But their noise
to
canceling
it.
Is also very good.
Exactly. Yeah, so too. Like there are options. Again, this is the first iteration. Do I think it's going to replace a television? No, but looking at the iPhone, every person has a phone, one way or the other.
Right.
But my only point with that though is like Apple was the first to do the smartphone. They were the first to do the tablet. This isn't like Apple's normal shtick where it's like, oh, we're first to market on something like this.
Yeah, but this is just a this is more version. Augmented reality than it is necessarily virtual reality. So they, in some ways,
they are first to market.
Yeah, theoretically.
Yeah, whatever happened to Lens, Microsoft Lens or whatever?
Yeah, with like the little viewport that you can look in.
Died.
It's just,
so
they took a lot of that R&D and bought Blizzard.
Yeah. Google Glass is the same idea.
Oh,
yeah, I remember
Google
Glass
too. So dumb.
Mm-hmm. That was,
So you're just going to have a house with blank walls.
It's possible. I'm not saying that's the way to do it.
He's
going to
save his money and buy a house in the metaverse.
Yeah, maybe your house will be the fucking goggles.
That's so funny to me. Like, but you're having a party and you're like, okay, everyone, just bring your goggles or I have a couple extra.
Yeah, everyone's just staring at a coin.
If anybody was going to have a couple extra Apple Vision Pros, it'd be Tyler.
It would be Tyler.
But what I'm saying is years from now, when they are literally glasses that you put on and it's fine, maybe everybody's like, going to have, it's like no different than like sunglasses.
Apple contact lenses.
Yeah, but that's where we can get there. Like,
I would never lay anything in my eyes.
I agree so that the
neither would I. I'm not a content guy, but
the obvious problem is the price point.
100%.
Who can spend $5,000 on fucking
the same people buying a $1,600 monitor?
It's $3,500. It's $3,500. I thought
$4,999. But who? So
you sure?
Yeah,
I thought it was $3,500.
So if you're living alone,
$3,500. I would actually.
Oh my god!
So if you're buying one and you have like you have a partner, you're living now, you buy two. Yep. If it comes down to like a $2,000 type situation, where like Apple iPhones are, they scale from $700 to $2,000, right?
Apple Vision Pro is $3,500.
What?
I
they
was
must
like,
have come down.
Like, no, it was.
They were
how they announced
definitely,
it.
They were announced.
Like, that is. They literally announced it at $3,500. I remember looking at it and going, "Wow, that's a lot of money. $3,500 for it."
I thought it was $5,000.
$3,500 is actually within my like. I would look at it. Like if people reviewed it and they were like, "This is the next thing." $3,500 is like okay. I mean, obviously that's like.
Interestingly enough, it mentions that that's actually near the cost to make it.
Wow.
So like,
but look at their MacBooks. Their MacBooks are.
Well, it's starting at $3,500. So I wonder how different it's going to be, like versions. So.
But again, you do the versioning, and then eventually you'll do the SE version, which is $1,000. That's how much an iPhone costs, and it's just like eventually you're going to bring that down.
No, you're right. It's not the beginning of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see once it comes down, it'd be more attainable. But even even at a $3,500 price point, it's a basic level. Like maybe 10% of people can.
It has to be a life changing experience, yeah, right? Like it has to actually work really well. Right. Like they were making a point to like lounging on a couch, and you're just kind of like you're not. Now, if you're with Quest, you have to like hold your hands in a weird way, like you're feeling wet bags of sand, and you're just kind of like pinching things and doing. That was a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, no, I got perfect. It. Perfect. Yeah.
But you're kind of like you're like pinching and doing different stuff. But with the Apple One, they were like lounging and like doing really subtle motions to just kind of interact with it, and it tracks your eyes way better and stuff like that. So it's like if they get all of that right,
that's awesome. Good. That's great. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited to see reviews for it.
The movie's too old for you.
You never saw a 4-year-old version?
No.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
When did it come out?
2005, 2006, 2004.
It was the golden era of comedy in the early
2000s. Early 2000s.
Yeah. That was when Steve Carell was like, I can act 04, too.
I've seen bits and pieces of it because it's so legendary.
It was one of the older ones. Like it would have been like, I would guess 04 or 05. But yeah.
I think it's 04 or 05.
04.
Speaking of legendary, just because we're going to kind of fly through this. People should go see Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny. Yeah. It was good. It harkened back to the other movies. I think it was largely well-paced. I think it lagged a little bit in the middle, but I think if you go back and look at the movies, a lot of them did, where it's like the exposition of like, okay, what are you going to go steal type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, claim back or get for a museum.
Yeah.
The AI, whatchamacallit, like de-aging is insane. Like insane. Like it's still a little bit uncanny valley, but to see a young Harrison Ford, which he was in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. it's kind of wild. I think the only thing I didn't like is they did not de-age his voice. So it's very much old Harrison Ford talking in a young Harrison Ford body. That took me out of it.
That's weird.
But other than that, I thought it was good.
You say it's in the chart. I don't remember seeing a de-aged version of him in the trailer.
100% when he's riding the horse in the trailer. He looks young. Yeah.
Oh, they kept flashing between the two and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think that with the Dial of Destiny, it would be a lot more of that. And I was worried that it was just going to be like flashing back to young Harrison Ford and old and young and old. They do a very good job. I think it's a little ironic that the last movie, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, they were doing old Harrison Ford jokes back then, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now he's very old.
Do you think he's done with that series? Like that's his last one?
Yeah, I think that was the whole point.
Maybe watch the movie and find out.
They announced it long before that was his last one. Yeah.
And it is worth mentioning that all of the movies are canon. So I know there was some back and forth of like, are they just going to wipe out the last movie? Like everything this is his arc. It's 5 movie story.
He's going to focus on shrinking. So
I hope so. Did you watch how that worked where the guy that plays Roy Kent, he's the writer of Shrinking?
Didn't know that until I started reviewing the show and I was like, what?
Yeah, he got a call from him and Harrison Ford was like, hey, come over and have dinner with me.
Yeah.
And they were like, you have to close this deal. It's super important and everything. He was in London and he just did it. Walked over and was like, oh, you like Shrinking? And he's like, you want to be in it? And Harrison Ford was like, yeah. He's like, okay. And like that was it. He was like, it's the easiest thing ever. And I was like, okay, so cool.
Good. It's such a good show.
He said it was like the best written stuff. I mean,
he wrote a little bit of Ted Lasso, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was one of the key writers in Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, him, Beard, and Jason all wrote it.
And he sent them the video of like, I'm Roy Kent. Here's like an audition for it or whatever. I will say Harrison Ford actually cared about Indiana Jones. Like, it makes it seem like he cares about Indiana Jones where maybe he doesn't care about Han Solo. Yeah,
he doesn't give a shit about Han Solo.
Yeah. So, like, when Han Solo, he kind of phoned it in on episode 7, this one, it was like, this is Harrison Ford in his prime. Like, this and Shrinking have made me, like, really a big Harrison Ford fan.
Yeah, he was great.
Speaking of other Apple TV shows, did any of you watch Silo?
Not yet, no.
Okay, never mind. We'll table that for a different date.
After Party is season 2.
Yeah, we're going through House right now. We're on season 5.
Still on House? Yeah. I guess there's like a million seasons.
And
it's
a syndicated 20 episodes per season.
Jeez.
Type of.
Milked that one.
Yeah. I just watched some of it. He was
Hugh Laurie?
In the main actor of House?
Yeah,
Hugh Laurie. I don't know. I never really watched it. I forget what it was. It was an old movie or an old TV show. That doesn't matter. I lost.
Was he CIA agent? No, he was in like Red or some weird.
He was a doctor.
He was a doctor. Yeah. Dude, the fact that he is British and you don't like most people don't know that. Just from him being in house and like talking like that.
It's those British actors. They're just built different.
Yeah, why are they better at doing American accents?
They're just so good at everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Like Tom Holland's Queen's accent is better than
and he just like just turns it on and off randomly.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
What was it? Maybe it was
There was some movie where he just pulled up in a car randomly and was like a CIA agent that talked in an American accent. Hugh Laurie.
Oh.
He was just in a random movie. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I think I watched the movie because I knew he was in it, and he was in it for like 60 seconds.
And then you turned the movie off.
I was like, no, I finished. I can't turn a movie off.
I can.
You can fall asleep during them.
Well, I could fall asleep. The only movie I've ever turned off was Birds of Prey.
It's pretty easy.
The Harley Quinn movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You hit pause.
Over Freddy Got Fingered.
You hit pause.
Freddy Got Fingered, I had to watch all the way through. And
yeah, but not in one sitting.
It was miserable. Also, I played Henry Stickmin. That's cool.
Like it?
Yeah, it was cool. I finished it. Like, I went through it. Yeah, it
super I have easy. Not even touched Odyssey, bro.
Yeah.
What an unbalanced request.
It's not a balanced thing.
So you liked it?
I liked it. Did you ever play the Henry Stickmin, like the Flash game?
No.
Make like choices.
You're like
stuff
my
like
age.
That.
You should know this stuff. Yeah. Stick.com. Forget what it's called.
It's like a little Flash game, and it's like, hey, I'm breaking
stick,
in, I'm
stick
breaking
page,
into stick a
page.
Bank.
Stickman.
What do I use? And it's like six options
or
whatever.
You remember that website?
Yeah.
Where it's like all stick figure games?
It didn't leave a lasting impression on me.
It was so cool that I was like, why don't people make a good one of these? And I say that lovingly in that like it's good, but like it's low production. It's just here's a Flash game that people make. Like, why isn't that like a graphic novel, a game that's like, okay, every little thing, there's like a million different combinations and stuff like to like every little action counts and stuff like that could be super cool. I guess Telltale's similar, but
oh, by the way, that guy made Among Us.
Did he?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's
cool. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Makes sense though, right?
So you'll see if you look at Among Us, some of the maps have Henry Stickmin references.
That's cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Super cool. I love that game.
Yeah. It was really good.
It's a good game. They've changed it a lot. They've added more stuff to it.
Like Among Us?
Yeah, more maps. And
you should play that again sometime.
I'd like
such
a
good party game.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing will beat when that first came out, dude, and like the streamer craze.
Yeah. Oh, how about have you been watching Only Up? People have been playing Only Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's entertaining wild. To watch. Entertaining don't to think watch. I'd play that, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Moist Critical. I've never seen
it. Play that.
You've never seen Only Up?
Oh, I have no concept of playing
it.
I think
Doc played it.
Yeah, you just watch it. What makes it for streamers is when they fall.
Yeah.
And it's just like hilarious. The amount of progress that you lose.
It's like, what was the game, the dude in the
getting
barrel?
Over, yeah.
With the sledgehammer.
Getting over Freddy.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, yeah. Same mm-hmm. concept, except it's 3D. And
it was like $6 during the sale, I think. It was really cheap.
It's the worst game I've ever seen. It's literally just free assets fucking piled up in the sky, and you have to get to the moon.
And it's like trying to teach you like a life lesson about like how you
so
just got to keep going.
Getting over life or whatever it is with like the first one you're talking about with the dude in the pot, that I could like, all right, if you want to make an artistic thing, sure. But you can't steal someone else's artistic message and do the exact same game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the war. It's the most lazy game I've ever seen. Yeah. But it just caught fire.
Once the streamers got a hold of it.
Yep. So weird.
That's it. Like,
Among Us is in VR now.
Is it?
Right? It's been in VR.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's been in VR.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's frightening, dude. Someone sneaking up behind
but
you.
But how fun would that
100%.
Be?
100%. Oh, that'd be sweet.
I'd love that.
That becomes a horror game quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. You're just alone down a hall. All your friends disappeared.
I always think of the TikToks when you watch like the old guy run through the wall because he's playing on a VR headset. He doesn't know. He can just run with the joystick.
Oh, but Among Us in like first person VR is like you said, it's terrifying. It also makes it way harder as a crewmate to try to figure out who's doing what.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Because it's not like top down where you just see there's a body over there. Like you literally have to like look in that corner if
that
like,
would be
go off.
Like, you think it would be too hard as a crewmate at that point? Because I think it's pretty easy as a crewmate.
I think it's harder
in the basement,
but not like too much.
Might be more
swing.
Balanced.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool.
Because you can't like wall peek or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Do the third person.
Yeah, you almost need three in the third person view. Three like and, bad guys.
And you need, you need a group that knows, like, could plays it with fun note. Because like if everybody sticks together, it's like impossible for like people to do that. Like that game is at its best when everyone's just screaming at each other because nobody knows what the hell's going on.
I think it'd be a great drinking game, right?
Yeah,
because then it just gets people's strats get worse and worse as the night goes on. That's when it gets fun, when people don't optimize the game.
That's what we do. We go to Meadows, we bet on racetracks, we go to the hotel and just play Among Us.
LAN party Among Us. Oh my god, that sounds like fantastic. A fun night. I love
it. Be good.
Anything? I know you want an event. Did you want an event about anything?
No, work was just terrible this week. That's all. Damn,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right.
I want to vent. I want to vent.
You want to vent?
It's my turn.
All right.
Okay, League of Legends is a video game.
All right, so we're not going to do Harry Potter if everyone's cool.
How much time do we have? I'm just kidding. Five minutes.
We're fine.
Okay. All right. So John started playing League of Legends in 2015, right?
You. Yes. You, John.
Yeah. And I forgot we had another John. Jonathan.
When he gets mad, he talks in a third person.
I'm fuming. So, oh, my God. So I started watching like professional League of Legends, LCS, as they call it in North America, which is League Championship Series. And my favorite player is Doublelift. He's like one of the best AD carries in NA, has been for like a decade. He's great. So anyways, any team he's on, I root for. So he retired like a couple years ago, but then he came back and I was super hyped. So he's playing for 100 Thieves.
And this is why you have to go to Korea.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, they're fucking terrible. This might be the worst fucking team I've ever seen in my life.
100 Thieves?
Yes.
So he came back
so bad.
For nothing.
He came back, and he was playing with Bjergsen, which is my other favorite player, the guy we were talking about who retired. So I was like, at the beginning of this year, I was so hyped. I was like, this is like my dream team, dude. This is like, it harkens back to the glory days.
Yeah.
How does Natron allow that to happen? That would be so terrible.
That's like having...
It's like a dream team.
Jordan and LeBron on the same team. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Dude, it's so weird. Like, it did work.
No, since
I get no credit for that.
It did work. The dream team.
That was a good one.
Why did you say Jordan and LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They didn't play together.
That's very good.
I know,
that's
but I'm just good. Saying. No, like it's same points. Where it just doesn't
3 points for Tyler because his foot was behind the arc.
I mean, Jordan's better than LeBron. Which Jordan did a lot. So.
Jordan's better than LeBron?
100%.
Are we actually doing that right now?
We don't have to, but I'm just
I don't think so because there was like this stat I saw for LeBron with assists. He's so much higher than anyone else who's ever played the game of basketball.
His longevity, like disgusting. His tenure is the best in the world is way longer than Jordan.
Sure, so he played longer. Congratulations. But Jordan also played baseball.
Yeah, but he's also playing against way better competition. Way better.
Hate this argument.
I wouldn't say way better.
You always say that Babe Ruth's not the best baseball player of all time, but he is so clearly the best baseball player of all time.
At this point,
is number one in wins above replacement, which adjusts for the era that you're playing in. It adjusts for it.
At this point,
and he is so head and shoulders above anyone else in that category. The only one close is Mike Trout, who's an absolute.
You give it a couple more years. You mean to tell me Shohei is not going to be?
Shohei's going to be up there too. He's a generational talent.
Give me 5 years, Shohei blows him out of the water.
No, he doesn't.
I can't believe that.
He's a 30-30 under 2 year A guy. What are you talking about?
I don't know how to calculate for him.
His wins above replacement not better? Yeah.
I don't know how to calculate that because wins above replacement for pitchers is different than non-pitchers,
right?
Because so he does both.
He's a rarity where he doesn't exist in the statistical algorithm because he's a pitcher and a hitter.
183.1 WAR.
Who's that?
Otani? Babe Ruth.
183.
Who's the next highest?
I think it's Trout. Lot. Right. Yeah. Babe Ruth himself made the playoffs. One person.
Yeah,
that's the most fucking insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Babe Ruth got
108. How do you have a wins above replacement of 180 if there's only 162 games in a season?
That's how good he is.
It's statistical. That's all.
He wins another 18 games more
than
possible.
That's overall.
They just never lose over his whole career.
Yeah.
Oh.
He died in a plane crash, right? Like that. Like it wasn't like Babe he retired.
Ruth?
Yeah,
Babe Ruth did not die in a plane crash. That was Roberto Clemente.
That's who I'm thinking of. Roberto Clemente card.
Roberto Clemente is also a really good baseball player, but not anywhere close to Babe Ruth.
It was holographic.
Awesome. Trout's not even close. Awesome. I thought Trout was closer.
I was gonna say Trout's not
that. Okay, Babe Ruth, I feel like 182.6. Second place, Walter Johnson, 165.1. Not even close. Cy Young, third, 163.6.
Jackie Robinson, was he number 46?
Oh, the best pitcher
42.
Of all time?
42.
Yeah. 42?
Yeah.
Cy Young, was the best pitcher of all time. But he didn't bat, dude.
Barry Bonds, 4. Willie Mays, 5. Ty Cobb, 6. They're not even close to this guy.
Are you on Wikipedia for this, though?
No, I'm on baseball reference.
I pulled out the sports Barry Bonds number to get off of League of Legends and it back.
What are you talking about?
162.8 war. Barry Bonds, number one. Then 162.2 Babe Ruth.
What are you talking about?
I'm literally looking at that.
Except Barry Bonds shouldn't count.
Position players.
Position players. Wins above replacement position players.
Yeah, he's a big fat cheater.
Yeah. Who?
It's Bonds, career leaders
Bonds
and records.
Bonds the best hitter all time.
Career leaders and records for war.
He was a 30-30 guy, and he fucking ruined his career.
Barry Hold Bonds, up. Number one.
He ruined it. I'm sorry. He ruined his legacy.
Is there an asterisk next to his name?
Yeah.
Probably. That's why he's probably... Yeah.
He ruined his legacy. Corrupt. He didn't ruin his career. He ruined his legacy.
What is going on?
I don't know. Did you hit refresh?
Did it just change?
Apparently.
You just lost fucking 30 wins above replacement?
Apparently, Barry Bonds is higher than Babe Ruth on my link.
Google Babe Ruth war.
Or maybe.
I did. It was the 160 something that you said.
Maybe.
I got 162.2
there.
What is happening?
Barry Bonds is war is
higher. Can someone get in on this? Can you Google this? There's no way I did this wrong.
You're looking for?
It's the second link. I said best war ever baseball.
If the listeners at home want to join in on this, what are they doing?
I don't.
Are you looking at single season? Leaders?
No.
It says single
season. We have the same.
Look, career Bonds. Leaders and records for war, single season leaders and records for war. I did the career leaders. Career leaders has Barry Bonds.
Career leaders and records wins above replacement.
And look down is Barry Bonds first?
Babe Ruth.
Why? What, did you just disregard the steroid era in your search? Or?
No, Barry Bonds is fourth.
I'll say this. The Wikipedia article, which was the first link I got, you said you looked on the second link. Mm-hmm. Not the Wikipedia is the end all be all, but Barry Bonds is fourth. Babe Ruth is first.
Is this not the same? Yeah, he has the same list as me.
But this is a Wikipedia article.
I cannot find what the difference is. I know no Mike has trouble
mine
reading.
Dude, tell me how that's different.
I don't know. No, it's seriously the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same link, same thing, right? His shows Babe Ruth first. Mine shows Barry Bonds
records
first.
Wait, what was it? Wins above replacement. So yours is war position players. His is wins above replacement.
Yeah.
Well, war means...
No, it's a different...
Wins above replacement.
It's a different page. Yeah, but what is a war...
They're both
position
wins
players.
It's
specifying that there's no pitchers in the war category for this one.
So I wonder if that's why...
Oh, because he pitched as well.
Right.
So that makes him... Yeah, so he's like Shohei. Shohei will be far above everyone else as well.
As a hitter, Barry Bonds is better at a war rating than...
That makes sense.
...than Babe Ruth is.
Babe Ruth's top five.
Do you realize how lucky we were to have Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
That was the greatest era of baseball ever.
I mean, all taking steroids and cheating. Yeah,
no, it's not even that. Like, you could
tell me baseball is more entertaining today.
You could not
than early 2000s.
It's not, and here's why. I absolutely hate the pitch clock. I think the pitch clock is ruined. No, well, so if you're watching baseball, it's supposed to be a long game. Baseball is a game of strategy and
bubble gum.
Sure.
See,
I don't hear anybody finish pitch clocks on cricket.
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, cricket's one inning. Cricket's like 5 hours.
Cricket could be days.
Yeah.
Cricket could be days.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so here's what doesn't make sense about it. Like, I agree with you. I'm a baseball purist when it comes to that. It's a patient man's game, for sure.
Yeah. I started to watch baseball.
But you want automated strike zones.
Of course I do.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I want it to be right. That's everything. That's what I want. I want the call to be right. I don't care.
Do you fall on this?
Automated.
Because my argument is umpires have different zones, and that's part of the beauty of the game. Some umpires are shit, and that's a problem.
I'm fine with that. I think you should be able to challenge balls and strikes or strikeouts.
They're doing that in AAA.
The problem is there's too many of that. You can't, when you give them 100 challenges in a game.
Yeah, you get one batter per game, I
would
say.
One challenge per batter?
Yeah, one challenge
per batter. Yeah, so if it's a call that's going to blow the game, you can save it.
But here's the problem I have, right? Okay, so I would agree with you on a sense that where it's part of the game, purity, what all that, blah, 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 blah. The problem is there's a union in place where you can't replace terrible umpires. If that's you're going to stick to and you're going to keep the union in place and keep these piece of shit umpires out there, then take away balls and strikes.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir, bro.
Right.
What
so
does an umpire do at that point?
he calls the guy out at home plate. Okay. What? He calls a fair ball and a foul. He's a fucking umpire. He calls a foul ball.
That's the insult.
He calls a foul ball and a fair ball.
I think the middle ground is 100%. You can challenge balls to strikes.
I don't want that.
Like that. It's so much better than automated. It's cool. Like computer. Because like.
I would hate that.
Because then it gets rid of the art of framing. It gets rid of all this.
Sure, it gets rid of that. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah,
there's so much to that that makes it like not baseball.
I hear all that. So, okay.
So you're saying baseball is, the beauty of baseball is in its imperfections.
100%.
That's your guy's argument.
Partially, but that's my argument. Thing. It's like there's other arts to it, right? Like the art of framing and
the
like
catching. The that's catching a great point.
Is like
catchers now require so much less skill.
Catchers in the world are so good at that.
We're just fine. We're just fine with the defensive catcher batting 100. Yeah, I have an issue with that.
How many defensive? What catchers do you mean? Have you seen what is the problem with that? Days? Almost all the catchers are offensive now.
The Pirates catcher, Austin Hedges, bats 170.
Okay, well, that's the Pirates.
He's a defensive catcher. He is known.
Hey, remember when you took that bet that you said they were going to make the playoffs this year?
They still might.
No, they're not.
What's wrong with the defensive catcher? I don't understand.
In a game that preaches for offense, come on.
Let's put it this
way. Yeah, but the catcher is the most important position.
Why would you
in baseball? When it comes to defense, 100%.
Maybe anymore. They don't call pitch anymore.
Besides pitcher, obviously, right?
They don't call pitches anymore.
Stop. I think
more important than catcher. I don't think so.
I think so.
Catcher's calling the game and positioning the defense.
Catcher's not calling the game. Catcher's getting the instructions from the dugout.
You'd be surprised at how many catchers don't call the game anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
The call is told to you, and you put it into the fucking thing in your leg. But the guy motions to you and says, gives you a hand signal. So
see, technology should just be banned.
Or there's a game plan in your head, like this John Perez coming up. You start him with a fastball, end with a slider, change up in the middle.
I also wanted to mean that Babe Ruth didn't have steroids, just hot dogs, and didn't have pitch stealing through electronic means.
Playing like janitors.
Dude, the dude was
playing janitors.
It doesn't matter.
How fast are they throwing back then?
It doesn't matter.
Like 80 miles.
It's proportional to your era.
I hear you.
You can't say Michael Jordan's worse than LeBron because they were worse at basketball back then.
It's the Wilt Chamberlain argument. Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain was a head and shoulders above everybody else he played against. Is that a problem? Like, is that an issue that he's the best center ever to play the game? Of course not. He just was better than everybody else.
Where does scaling fall into it? Right? If he was that good and then he was surrounded by good people, like he would just continue to get.
That's what I'm saying. If you put level. Those right. people in today's era, they're going to be insane. They're going to have access to the best resources that we have today. They're going to have all the knowledge of the 100-year history of baseball.
Babe Ruth would get rocked if he was pitching.
No, the dude was hitting 500 feet home runs.
If he was hitting,
in 1920.
But he could not be pitching.
That's crazy.
He will not be pitching in this era.
He probably wouldn't be pitching.
He would be getting rocked.
Yeah, but then he'd be like,
how can you say that, though? We don't even know because he would grow up in a totally different era. Like, we have access to so much more.
Hitting.
Well, he would,
dude, he's the right. parks he were would. So much bigger back then too. Like they this were, dude was just a hoss.
You know how big fucking Forbes Field was?
Yeah, and he would Forbes hit Field was dingers, four, bro.
Was 450 to center field.
He would hit dingers.
Well, it might have been 499 to center field.
He's the best to do it.
It was a long Still, fucking way.
In closing, it's crazy how the league of legends is so bad now.
I mean,
if Babe Ruth played league, all I'm saying is Hunter T wouldn't be in eighth place right now. They're in eighth place. Okay, 8 out of the 10 teams make playoffs, and they're flirting with not making the fucking playoffs. It's
Isn't
the
that
most
good
disgusting.
Because then you don't have to go to Korea. Well,
yes, that's great. But the problem is that Doubleheader's going to retire after this.
Again?
Yeah, because why would he play again? He sucks. He doesn't suck. He's doing well. His team's awful, dude.
Are they awful or are they just awful with him? Like he can't gel with a team.
So
that might be it. But from a spectator armchair analysis,
it's
not his fault.
Are the rosters locked like in Valorant and CS?
Yeah, because there's just like not enough people.
Well, I mean, you can't. So in like, I think in Valorant, you can't change more than half the roster in a season.
Oh.
So like that. That's what I'm wondering.
No, you can. Nuke their whole roster. Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Are there import roles in Valorant like there are in League? So you can only have
two imports on your team.
Well, that's so...
What?
At least in CS and Valorant, you can... You're region-based. So, like, if you have more... Like, so NA is one example. If you have more than half the team not from NA, you're no longer an NA team.
Oh, but you can be based in NA still.
Right. So, like...
Because it's a tournament structure. That makes sense.
Right. And so, like... You qualify by region.
Right.
And so, like, if you have, like, CIS is a region. If you have CIS players on your team, you don't really, like, you're in CIS region. You're not in the European region. So, it just depends. Every tournament's different, at least for CS. Like, I follow that way harder than I follow Valorant.
Yeah. So, League has a season structure by region. Okay. So NA has their own season, and then they have a tournament at the end of the year with everyone.
So they have that too. Then CS has a region-based pro league. ESL pro.
And does that work the same way then?
Where it's like, all region. Like so.
So if you have more than half your team is CIS, you have to play in the CIS region league. Yeah.
But I think in that one they actually combine CIS and Europe because there's not enough CIS teams.
Yeah.
But Europe and NA are their own separate.
Yeah, they just included Oceania in NA because there wasn't enough people. So
just to wrap up this Babe Ruth discussion, I looked up his pitching stats. And no, I'm only going to talk about a few stats that really took me off guard.
Oh, yeah, cherry pick the stats you like.
I'm not cherry picking the stats. Some of these are in your favor. Some of these are a bit weird. What's weird, the part I don't understand, so he pitched in 163 games. He had a career ERA of 2.28.
Holy shit.
Here's what's weird. His win loss was 94 wins and 46 losses. But the weird part that caught me off guard, he started 148 games. Mm-hmm. He has 107 complete games.
Mm-hmm.
So 107 out of 148 games he started, he finished.
And I bet you he lost a decent amount of those complete
games.
What's
weird, he only has... Four
Pretty
shutouts.
Sure there were still nine innings back then, by the way.
There were. Yeah.
He only has four shutouts, though. That's the weird part. The other weird part that sticks out, he averages, career average, 3.6 strikeouts per nine innings. That's really low. That's not like he's fooling everybody with that. I mean, that's not weird. He's a weak contact hitter. So like it's weird. He's a contact pitcher that had 100 some. Like what's that ratio? Complete game to game.
That's disgusting. That's insane.
80%.
That's insane.
Like his one season is wild. He went. It was in 1916. He had 23 wins, 12 losses, an ERA 1.75.
Jesus.
41 games started, 23 complete games. And then the next year, 1917, he went 24-13, 201 ERA, complete games 35 out of 38 games started.
Well, yeah, he would. All the boys were at war.
Exactly. That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
What'd you say?
All the boys were at war.
So, of course, he'd go so many complete games.
Good old Babe.
Wait, what? Did he play in the 20s?
Excuse me?
Is that World War One?
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
When did that happen? 1918?
Go ahead. Tell us when it was happening.
It ended in 1919, it officially ended.
Roberto Clemente was
1915 through
right?
1919.
I have no idea.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
He was?
Roberto Clemente was what?
Left-handed. Batter.
By the way, Mike Trout, highest in active players, 51 on the list. Tied with Chipper Jones.
Yeah, Shohei only has like nine.
Shohei
right
not.
But he's also only been in the league for 3 years, right?
Yeah, no, so it will get up there, especially if he gets traded.
He's going to be traded.
The next ones are all pitchers, so interesting. All
right. We're done with Babe Ruth.
We're done with the Yankees. Babe Ruth, fucking good.
Any closing remarks for your League of Legends?
They suck terrible. I literally threw my phone across the room yesterday. They lost to Cloud9. They're fucking awful. Their jungler has 0%. First blood participation this split. That's not terrible, even possible. Dude, that's not even... My Clash team, okay, made of two golds, the research department, and two other guys, could beat these guys. I'm sure of it.
You think?
Absolutely. They're that bad.
Wow.
Put Calvin in the jungle, he'll get 1% KP.
Yeah, but...
First
like,
blood.
You would lose that farm at 80K. No. You'd be walked
I'd
all over.
Smash them.
Okay, you're saying you can beat double lift in
like
the bottom lane. Got
I'd
it.
Smash them.
Okay. You smash them with me?
Adam
me
Smasher.
At the bottom?
100%.
Yeah, dude, easy on a bot lane.
Put the research Let's department go. In the jungle, he'd run over their jungler. Yeah, he's our, just with, been with, the worst
with
player
our,
league.
With our like 100 CS after 20 minutes, yeah. We're going to beat Double Lift. Got it.
Dude, put him on Misfortune Blitz. It's over. It's absolutely a done deal. Locked.
That's wild.
Put him on. Put Mike on Fizz.
Yeah.
You put me on anyone because I'm the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And then research department goes anything too.
Yeah.
Probably Warwick, maybe. So they're so bad. I'm like so pissed. I like broke my hand, dude. Because I slant. So I was watching it. And then I slammed it on the bed, and then like five more times, and it hit me like right in the nut,
yeah,
of the hand.
The hand nut, terrible,
hand nut.
Dude. Yeah,
the wrist. And I threw my phone across the room.
The wrist. He means the wrist.
I right here. I you wish know that I little nut.
Feel that bone
somewhere.
Right here.
Yeah, it's me and NIP, dude. Ninjas in Pajamas for CS. Fucking, they blew it yesterday.
Dude, Bjergsen played for NIP.
Yeah.
Early, yeah. That was his first team.
They're
a little history for you guys.
Swedish-based organization.
He's a Dane, I think.
Is he?
Yeah. All right, anyways, sorry about that. I'm fucking livid.
If you're just coming back, welcome. Here.
Who John, would skip that?
John wanted to be on the podcast. Always like having guests on. You have to bring your top five. And then today we decided on our top five. Would you like to tell us what the top five is, Arvin?
Of course. The top five for today's episode is top five Harry Potter movies. And that does include the newest ones.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I was not expecting that.
The
Harry Potter movies.
That was my curveball. I like to throw John one of those.
Harry Potter movies?
Babe Ruth curveball?
No.
All right.
Don't worry, none of them are in my top five, so they're all shit. So.
The How to Train Your Dragon, what are those called?
The Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts, okay.
Yeah.
The prequels.
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen all of them?
How many are there? Three?
Three.
Haven't seen any of them.
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. I mean, the only person
we can rank them. They're going to be last.
The only person
they
that's
are,
sweating
they
is
are
Mike.
They're in my top five.
They're not in mine. So
all three of them?
No.
One of them is close, but I don't think it cracks my top five. Thinking about it on the spot.
All right. Well, we go chronological then, right?
So we go chronological.
Worst to best or best to worst.
Chronological
movie, and then we talk about
real quick.
Chrono is a prefix.
Real quick before we get into this. When you say best movies, you're just talking just the movies. You cannot base it off of the books, or your favorite, or anything like that.
I think if you're
quality movie or like what exactly
what you learned from the movie, best movie. Yeah,
yeah. If you're arguing though, I think you can bring the books into it, but you can't be like, well, this is my favorite book, so this is the best movie. Like. Yeah. I feel like if you're like, hey, this is very faithful to the book and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That I mean, I funny. Did not read the books. Did you read the books?
No.
I read I read all the books. Yeah.
Okay. So then you and Perez are the only two that can really speak to that if you want to make that argument. But
I don't want
to
support JK, so, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Even though
I'm the other
spots. So where were you when you were a child? Did you just go back in time machine and burn all your Harry Potter books?
Yeah. And my memories, yeah.
I will say, banks. Harry Potter franchise book-wise, I think that's the only one that I can remember where everybody was like camping out trying to get the new Harry Potter book.
When it
was
released. Yeah.
Like Borders or like Barnes & Noble. It was
what
wild.
Are those?
Yeah, Borders is long gone, unfortunately. Rest in power, King.
Is the Harry Potter craze bigger? Probably yes, but bigger than the Fortnite craze?
No.
Yes.
I say yes.
Probably.
Yeah, Harry Potter grossed way.
Everyone was fucking
maybe because
Harry
everyone's doing it. Not everyone's playing Fortnite.
But almost everyone was playing Fortnite.
If you're playing games, you're playing Fortnite, probably.
I'm talking peak Fortnite was crazy.
But not everyone plays games.
The only book series that competes with Harry Potter is Babe and Me and, you know, the And Me series.
Magic Treehouse?
Is that what it is?
No, Captain
Underpants.
Captain Underpants.
Jackie,
got banned on the banned book list.
Willy and Me, Babe and Me.
An adult in his underpants with two children made the band.
Just stop reading something about Florida. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm against it. Those were the best fucking books.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved Captain Underpants, dude.
My mother censored that way before.
She didn't even let you get there.
No, it's just a fucking book.
So, what, like,
we weren't allowed to watch like Rugrats,
Romans, or
because the kids were in diapers.
Thebes. What was your favorite
no, they
book?
Were Jewish.
Genesis?
I'm kidding. No. It was because the Angelica who like watched them were just terrible.
Was it molester? Child molester?
No, she was
what?
Okay.
Wait a second. All right. Wait a second.
And I thought killing families was bad. Whoa. We got way worse.
Woohoo.
So Harry Potter movies.
All right, so we're gonna go in order.
Yeah.
And
which would be the Fantastic Beasts first.
Okay. Oh God.
All right. It's worth talking about because I think that they got some places and then maybe faltered.
And then we'll just take a vote to see if it makes it or is maybe or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine.
Cool.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Anyone want to talk about that? Is it just me and my? Yeah, it's John too, but
no, I didn't put them on my list at all. So
I think it's actually up to this point, it's a decent series where they lost me. And I think me and you talked about this multiple times before. After you watched the first one, you're like, wow, the first one was actually pretty good. Second one, I actually enjoyed a lot.
Yeah.
But then when they announced that, oh, it's going to be a 5-part series, the third
one. No, I think it's 5 after. Jeez. Like, I think it was like after the second movie came out or something, they were like, there's going to be 5 more of these.
Oh, no, I thought it was 5 total.
I could be wrong. Yeah. I thought they were
everybody 5. Assumed it was going to be a trilogy or something like that. And then they announced it was going to be 5. But if it's 5 more, so there's we're talking what, 7?
I mean, I
that would be disgusting.
Yeah,
that's so many.
Because the last one, while they do some cool things in that movie, there almost nothing happens. Like they barely move anywhere in a timeline.
That's because it's like a 15-page book.
Well, yeah, but
you know what I mean. Like,
so then why make 5 movies? Obviously?
It's not that's even about point. Like what they're it's having.
It's the Hobbit conundrum. You know, you could have squeezed one of those in.
So keep talking. I
think it's 5 total. But the first one I actually thought was pretty good. A Fantastic Beast. The second one actually with Johnny Depp as Grindelwald, I thought was really good. I liked it better than the first one. I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good building.
I would say that was the one whenever you first mentioned that we were including this, that's the one that came to mind where I was like, maybe that cracks the top 5. But I think it's just outside, in my opinion. Yeah. The third one is one of the worst. Like, there's some really cool elements of it, but it's like very... I can't tell if I liked or hated the Matrix-like fight scenes in it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, it's in a simulation. Like, on the first one was cool. It was well done. The second one, I'm like, what is going on right now? So I did not like the third one at all. And like I said, I feel like nothing happens in that movie. It's literally just one story, 2 hours.
Like, yeah, say goodbye to Johnny Depp. Get
And to not even address that, like, oh, it's like, oh, he's a fugitive. He could have just changed or he's drinking polyjuice. No, right. They just completely ignored the fact that they recasted it. And all his quirks and everything is completely different. It's like, it just does not do it for me. Yeah, I love Mads Mikkelsen. Actually, I think he does a good job as Grindelwald.
Yeah,
I think
a great actor.
Where they're going with it's cool, but it was like, you know, there was better ways to tie that in.
Could you see Johnny Depp playing a romantic thing with Dumbledore, though?
Yes.
I think
Johnny Depp's capable of doing that, yeah.
Okay.
And I think he also looks around the same age as Dumbledore in that, where like it's not as like weird.
Mads Mikkelsen's a little bit older.
He does look a little older. He looks like a little
you
more
are right. There are
critical.
5 movies. I was confused because they were talking and they said there are 5 plans. So I was taking it like, okay, here's the 3-5 plan, but it's 5 plans.
Yeah,
so.
I think right. you could have did this in 3, and it would have been just as good. You know,
do you actually know the Rotten Tomato scores, which I thought was interesting?
Crimes of Grindelwald, I would guess, was like a 75, 78. No. Or no, that Secrets 60? Of Dumbledore was in the 60s, I thought.
No.
What were they? How bad were they?
Pretty bad.
Very bad.
Below 50? Oh,
yeah.
For all of them?
They were not great.
Even the first one.
Here, let me get here for you. So the first one, 74%. That was the best out of all of them.
Second one?
Crimes of Grindelwald is a 36%.
Oh my goodness.
What did everybody hate about that?
I don't know because I'm with you. I actually like Crimes of Grindelwald.
I think it's better than the first. It builds on the first one.
46 was Dumbledore.
Builds on the first one.
So they thought 3 was better than 2.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah, what about the audience score?
I could go in there. No one really cares about the audience, though. Here, let's see what we got.
Here we go.
So the first movie was 74% Rotten Tomatoes, 79% audience. Crimes of Grindelwald, 36% critic, and 54% audience.
Really?
Yeah.
I just watched the second one recently too.
And then here's the thing with the Secrets of Dumbledore: 46% critic and 83% audience.
These people.
Actually, the third movie is the highest.
I think it's for runtime. Like, those are long movies.
It's a long movie. This two hours 22 minutes.
Yeah,
the attention span anymore. People was just.
Some parts of the third one are good, don't get me wrong, but it is not the best of the three. That is insane.
I think it's well shot. I think the CGI and everything is really well done. Like, I actually have the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them on my five.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the first one?
Yes. The second two, it's like, I like the second one a lot, but do I think it's as good as, like, the first one? I don't know. The first one kind of set the stage, introduced the characters. It was, you could watch it by yourself, which I thought was really good. But overall, I don't know if we necessarily need to put the Fantastic Beasts on the list. And we technically said Harry Potter movies is not Harry Potter movie.
So. That is true. So I probably,
I would argue if, like I said, I thought about the second Fantastic Beasts making the top five, just cracking in, but I don't think it does. I feel like you would have to do a damn good job convincing me that one of the Harry Potter movies doesn't.
We'll have it like
isn't better. I would agree that in my opinion, all eight of the original movies beat these next three, like the ones they just.
I don't agree with that, but we'll come back.
That I don't agree with. Yeah,
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the first movie, the one that kicked everything off.
Classic, and it's going to be in the running. We'll say.
Yeah, you have to put that in the maybe. I mean, it's like, I think it's one of the most
cohesive stories.
It's cohesive, but I don't even want to say faithful to the book either. But like, just the atmosphere they get right the most.
Well, first picture of Hogwarts and everything.
It introduces you to the whole thing.
So what's that?
It introduces you to the whole
series. Yeah. So the atmosphere they get most correct in that one.
It does a very good job with it. Yeah. It's definitely in the. One of the heavy hitters, we'll say.
Does it hold up?
Yes.
From a graphical standpoint.
Yes.
The CGI is
CGI primarily like when you're looking at like
any broom scene.
Yeah, it's not. The brooms
actually don't look as bad as some of the beasts in it. Like compared like to like after you, yeah, like the troll and the dungeon and the
I don't know,
Muffin,
dude.
The Muffin, whose garden? Yeah, but anyways.
Room with the flying keys does not look good.
Yeah, it does. Bad. Yeah. So, like,
really bad.
There are some elements that it shows its age, but in general, like you said, it's the OG that started it. It was really cohesive story. A lot of the first couple were really cohesive in the first few movies. And then,
I think it was the same director for a while.
Yeah, for the first three.
First three.
Yeah. And the weird thing, maybe it's first two.
Might be.
But
Same Harry, too.
Yeah, Daniel.
But I lost my
Dumbledore changed.
You're welcome.
Movie
three.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the actor passed away,
so he was only the first two.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Is that a spoiler?
It's a real life spoiler.
It's a real life spoiler. Yeah. Deep cut. All right, so let's put on the maybes. So,
okay, we'll put on the maybes. Chamber of Secrets. Anyone have a?
I actually think the Chamber of Secrets. Sorry, go ahead, John.
It's on my top five.
It's definitely on my top five. It's honestly, I think it's actually better than the first movie.
I do too. You learn so much more about Harry as he grows up, and he becomes a better, just a younger kid.
It's a better universe building. It builds off the first very well. Still tells a cohesive story. The actual story itself is more interesting, in my opinion, because more happens.
See, I like the introduction of one. So I agree with you. I think it's a better movie, but I would actually put one above it just because one is the introduction, one is like the cheery.
I actually think the intro in two is better. Like the car scene is like classic,
cool,
dude.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, but car. When I say intro, I'm talking like here's Hogwarts, here's the houses, this is getting sorted. Here's your room.
100%.
You miss a lot of that. I don't obviously cover it ever again. So
yeah,
but it's really.
The one thing about the Chamber of Secrets is it's more of like a Harry story, I would say. Like it focuses on him a lot throughout the entire thing. Where the one was like a lot of like everybody.
Right.
And you don't necessarily know who everybody is at that point. Right. And maybe that's why one is special, because like when you look back, you're like, oh yeah, one's really cohesive and like it introduced you to everybody. But me and Miranda actually, she never saw Harry Potter movies we just started watching them back recently, and we got through the first four up to now. And it, I will admit, after watching them again, it does change my opinion, and my ranking, like, now versus maybe before we did this would have been a little bit different. But two, I would say, is personally for me, I actually like it better than one.
I do as well.
Yeah, I'm cool with having two on it as a maybe. I think two is really good. I had the video game too, so I've seen that story the most out of any of them. So I'm just biased.
The Parcel Tongue is really interesting if you like think about it. Like, he discovers like that he can actually. I know he does it a little bit in the first one. He has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
So yeah, right.
The and he doesn't do it in the first one at all.
Yeah,
the zoo.
At the zoo.
Yeah, but that's not Parcel Tongue. He's literally just speaking to the ant. But like,
no,
it has to be Parcel Tongue. He does not speak Parcel Tongue.
Right, but it has to
be right. Okay. Snake speaking in English. We don't know because we don't. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mike.
But it's goofy. The okay, first Mike. One's a little bit goofy with
they,
it.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with it, so they just make them both speak English.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's speaking Parcel Tongue to the snake.
I will also note that in the second one, introduction to the Polyjuice potion, which is like a key
that's really cool.
Potion yeah. in the
everything
in
the about that impossible. Movie is really well done.
Yeah. Huh?
The Mission Impossible clause of like
100% ripping your face off and
How about Prisoner of Azkaban?
So this is actually the big one that changed everything. After rewatching it, I used to hate the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought you were going in a different direction. Oh, no. I was about to punch you.
Prisoner of Azkaban is brilliantly done. Yes. As a movie perspective, in terms of cinematography, the way you tell a story like that, that is so complex and ahead of its, I don't want to say ahead of its time, but like, it was so well done the way they did it that I used to not like it as much. It used to be more on the bottom of my rankings in terms of movies. It is now leapfrogged up into like that top discussion. So that was the big one that always kind of
I think it has to be.
Is this
five.
the first one?
This is a lock. Sure. I will say this movie is better than the book.
To be honest,
it tells the time travel section better than the book does insanely, and it might actually be my favorite time travel, like my favorite time travel movie.
Well, you didn't see Indiana Jones yet, but
Prisoner of Azkaban actually was one of my least favorite books too. I would say so, but this is wired.
I think the book was mid, but yeah, this movie just, oh my God, it's so much better than the book.
I just love the real introduction you get to his parents and like how much he learns about them and how much he learns about people around him and Sirius. And
yeah.
So it just.
Sirius is great.
When you get introduced to him, it's like.
Oh, when you pull Gary Oldman.
Yeah. He's, he's great.
My only problem with how they do Sirius in this movie is they make it like. They really pour it on and like keep you on your toes. Like you have no idea about him. I'm like,
you think he's not easy to
explain. Yeah, but it's not easy to explain like why he's looking so crazy and screaming at every photo. Like, how does he turn into that?
Right.
That's the one part of the movie. Where
he gets tortured.
It's isolation.
Yeah, I get that.
The Cruciatus curse. Yeah, like you'd be screaming too.
It's a
Dementors.
You're not screaming during your mugshot.
There's Dementors sucking your soul out. You might be.
It's for people that haven't read the books, right? It's like okay, like. For me watching, I'm like, that's this guy.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman is definitely a bad guy.
Might be a bad guy.
And he's a bad guy in every other movie.
Right.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's just a parallel to the American criminal justice system. So that's all it is.
I think the first three movies are almost locked. Solitary Confinement
took a shot at us.
Solitary Confinement is terrible.
That's not good.
How do we feel about Goblet of Fire?
Awful.
Awful.
Wow.
Really? It's a teen romance.
Yeah.
This is one of the best books, and they fucking ruin it in the movie, dude. They make it all about the romance, all about the angsty teen stuff.
That. Oh,
terrible cringe.
I thought it was more entertaining than a lot of them,
So, cringe. Goblet of Fire is one of my favorite books. I actually think this is one of my favorite movies, too.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I understand your point on the teen romance, but when you rewatch it, it's not really that. Lot of an issue.
Like they the cut only part so is the much
dance.
Out too.
It's the dance and them growing up, coming of age type thing.
There's a whole 15 minute section about asking people to the dance, which was done.
Yeah, but that was the
pages.
Point. It was like they're coming of age. They're like 12, 13. They're like showing to like, hey, this is like a first like, you know, Harry and Ron weren't really interested in people. Like,
they cut so much out from the book, dude. The whole World Cup should be so much longer, and the Death Eater showing up. And there's like so much.
But it's we're talking about movies.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. They cut so much from the book that's like really pertinent. They cut out the whole elf stuff, Hermione's arc.
Who cares about the magic?
Well,
beans.
Lucky for you, HBO will cover you.
So
wow, okay.
So my thing about it, and this is what I wrote down on this on my notes. you meet Voldemort for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's such a good scene. It's one of the best scenes
until you get towards the end of the movies, like of the series of the movies. Mm-hmm. That's why I have it in my top five. I have it at number four, and that's one of the biggest reasons why is because when you first meet him, you're like, holy shit.
Let's get through the other ones.
Okay.
Because we're halfway. And then we'll start wheeling down. Right now, Prisoner of Azkaban is the only one that is a lock. So there are four open spots. But we have Order of the Phoenix.
Terrible.
Terrible movie.
Yeah, awful. I was not a big...
Awful. Towards the bottom.
Not a big...
Terrible. If not the worst.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad.
Very good. That's when Umbridge comes in, right? Dumbledore's army is sweet.
Fucking stupid.
Dumbledore's army is sweet.
Umbridge is the pink lady? Yeah.
She's a terrible actress. Yeah.
Almost nothing.
What? No, she's terrible. Like, she does a great villain.
Though. Yeah, no, she might be one of the best villains ever.
That doesn't make me like the movie.
Have you ever hated a character more than her?
Joffrey.
I hate her more than Voldemort.
Nah.
100%. She's the worst.
Voldemort killed his parents.
Almost. Yeah, but I don't care. That's easy to hate. That's easy.
I've seen it.
When you're knowing that you're in the right and somebody is like,
yeah, I hear.
Like,
I mean,
in a place of authority, kind of like hitting you down. Like
the handwriting seems pretty crazy.
Even book wise, this was more of like, hey, we're going through an entire school year, and this is like the one more normal, we'll say, book where it's like nothing crazy happens.
Right.
The movie, there literally nothing happens. Like, it's Dumbledore's army, and it's so bad until the end. And while the fight scene is cool, it does not justify the entire movie.
He gets love interest.
The movie's better than the book, though. The book's super bloated and long. I think it's the longest book, and I agree.
No, it's not the longest
book. Seventh's the longest book.
Seven's? Are you sure?
Seven. And sure. Yeah, they progressively get longer each time.
Are we going to cheeseburger this?
I would argue Half-Blood Prince might edge out Seven.
Oh, that's
Half-Blood
true. Prince sorry,
was what is Half-Blood Prince? From. One of them is
six.
Half-Blood I think
six. Or six might be the longest. Six is definitely longer than five. I would take that bet.
Yeah. I would also take that bet.
I'm not going to take the bet, but I'm curious now.
Okay, so that
one's not on.
Order of the Phoenix is the longest Harry Potter book.
Fucking go. I should have took it. Should have believed in myself.
Wow. Yeah, the critics' consensus
I knew that.
It's not easy to take the longest Harry Potter book and streamline it into the shortest Harry Potter movie.
Right.
But
so
David Yates does a bang-up job of it.
I think you guys are kind of hating on it because the book was bad. It's the worst book.
I did not care for the movie, personally, compared to the other ones.
Movie alone, it does not justify.
How do we feel about Half-Blood Prince?
This might be the worst movie.
Yes.
I love
it. I thought
terrible,
it was
terrible movie.
I love this movie. Yeah. I thought it was, the way it was shot, the comedy mixed with the fact that, like, I mean, Dumbledore dies at the end.
Right.
And the way that was shot.
That's huge.
And for someone who was not reading the books and, like, seeing all of that happen, like, just being like, okay, what's going on? Because, like, up to that point, it was all, like, jokes and different things, and like things were happening, but it was just like you get smacked with that, and then the scene with Harry and Snape and stuff, and that emotional thing. Like,
there's a lot of good. The end's pretty good.
It's like, man,
I will.
You could maybe argue the first half is a little bit boring and like.
Oh, you mean the first hour and a half?
Okay,
yeah.
But the very like once you figure out who Snape is, and then everything after that, like just amazing.
But you don't figure out who Snape is.
That's you start piecing it together. You set it up, though. Yeah, like you figure it out.
Yeah, but but you can't take all the Deathly Hallows parts where you actually learn who Snape was and give credit to Half-Blood Prince, where all it was he's having dreams, he's having nightmares. Oh, they need to control your mind. And, oh, okay, there's an occasional really good field trip with Dumbledore, but it's literally only 30 minutes of the entire movie.
It's a strong 30 minutes, though.
But it doesn't justify the whole hour and a half previously.
What happens in the beginning of that movie? I'm totally blanking.
Nothing. That's the problem.
No, here's what I will say about this one.
He's in potions class.
I love potions.
2 hours.
Here's what I will say about this one. They cut out a lot of Voldemort's story. So in the book, this is where you learn about Voldemort and his whole backstory, which is super sweet. And how he comes to be.
He's schmoozing the Lughorn the entire movie. Like, that's
Slughorn,
it.
Slughorn, yeah.
That's literally
right.
2 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
They do cover Tom as a kid.
Because the movie's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And it's like, oh, he's going to an ice cream social with the Slug Club. And it's like.
Yeah. I think they could have handled Voldemort.
And then Ron gets love potioned. And like, it's not as good as you think.
No, I agree with Mike. I don't think it's as bad as you're saying. But
it doesn't
that's my point
though.
Is
I think learning about Horcrux is a pretty important part of the whole
thing. 100% it's important. I think it could have been better though.
Probably.
I thought the acting was good. I thought it was shot really well. Like it was really more of like a film.
It was super dark.
Yeah, like I remember leaving that theater.
So
yeah.
It was dark. That was when the movie started getting darker.
They framed it really, really well.
Actually, Goblet of Fire was the first one that started going with the dark.
I'm just talking about like the gradient of the film. It was fucking crazy dark. Like I remember.
But whenever they're like the fire's going and they're slinging spells, like it's just like
it's cool. Yeah,
that scene with Dumbledore with the Inferi and Harry in the cave is one of the coolest scenes.
That's
franchise. I will give it that.
And it's like really good acting.
Does not justify the first 2 hours.
You know, like the Slug Club.
No.
If we could go back real quick to the fifth movie, if they could use the word stupefy anymore, they would. Go ahead, keep going.
They do. It's in 7-1 and 7-2.
All right, so Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2.
Part 1 was a little bit of just like empty space. Like it was there's some good parts, but it is not very good.
Awful. It's not even close to my top five.
That might be the worst.
That's the worst one.
That was my least favorite of them.
Because it's literally all the setup.
Yeah. It's all built up. Yep. It's all built up to that.
Treebeard in Lord of the Rings, and that was the first part. It's straight exposition. Yeah.
And then it's terrible. Second part.
Deathly Hallows Part 2 is better. It's good. It's a good summary. However, it's not the best movie. I would say for me, this one maybe cracks the top five.
It does
but
for
it's
me.
Nowhere near the top.
What if I told you critics disagreed and
it's top
they
three.
They are by far thinking it is the best movie.
It's
the last one.
We just talked about how Fantastic Beasts was the exact opposite of what we said.
That's Return of the King syndrome, where Return of the King gets all the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, it got 96%.
Yeah, it's the culmination of everything.
Exactly. So that's 100% Return of the King syndrome.
It's just action.
But it's incredible. You will so buried behind the action. You witness Voldemort killing Snape, right? Taking the Elder Wand away from him because he thinks he's earned it, except he hasn't.
That's wild.
That's pretty wild. And then you watch Harry die once, but he actually doesn't because he's actually a Horcrux. So Voldemort,
all the spoilers, huh?
Right. So Voldemort. Crazy. Right. So
the battle for Hogwarts is awesome.
It's sick. Yeah. 100%.
Right. But everything leading up to that is still really nice, really good too. Like you watch them tangle with the Horcruxes and the rest of all that. You see Ron come back into the fold as a group.
The effects that the Horcruxes have on them.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but that's mostly in one, though.
It's worth noting the audience also agrees that it is the best of the eight movies.
So
crazy.
I had that number three.
That's crazy.
I also got murdered on.
Now we have Azkaban on. I know we gotta wrap this up. So are there any of these that, how do we feel about Sorcerer's Stone?
Makes the top five.
I'd
be okay putting it on there, yeah.
All right. You got to respect it. Still open to Chamber of Secrets.
I think it makes the list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure, okay. I can. We're running out of space, guys.
Yeah, Goblet of Fire.
No. Oh, wait, no. Chamber
absolutely makes the list.
No. We're running out.
It is number one for me. That will be fully transparent.
That's the hottest take.
It is best movie.
It's up there.
That takes hotter than the Goblet.
It is my favorite Harry Potter movie.
That's insane.
I would take the first one off and put out Goblet of Fire in this place.
It's close, but that's the thing. I can justify that. For me, it goes four.
I don't want to go.
Are we doing personal rankings or this is a unison ranking?
It's a unison
we all have
ranking,
to agree on
yeah.
it. So for me,
your personal obviously comes into play.
My five in order, best to worst. Goblet of Fire is number one.
Well, we're just going to.
You said we got to get moving.
That's
so
fair enough.
Goblet of Fire is number one. Number two for me is the Chamber of Secrets. Then the first one, then Prisoner of Azkaban, the last one's The Deathly Hallows Part 2. That's my five. And I can argue those as needed, but I think you guys
but they must be on there.
So I can delete Order of the Phoenix. We all feel good about that one?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't feel good about that, but sure.
You can also take out the Half-Blood
Deathly Hallows Part 1?
Get out of here.
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Part 1, yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Everything except for maybe the second Fantastic Beasts can go.
Fantastic Beasts aren't even on the list. Yeah. So if we're good with 1, 2, and 3 being on the list, we need to cut one of Goblet of Fire, Half-Blood Prince, Deathly Hallows 2.
And the Half-Blood Prince gets a cut.
No.
Yeah, 100%. 100% Half-Life Prince gets cut there.
Damn, dude. Number one's going away like that.
What if I join you on... I can't even join you on Goblet of Fire because I was like, I like Goblet of Fire a lot.
I don't... that blows my mind.
I'd be...
Goblet of Fire is one of the worst ones.
I'd want to
easily...
Crazy talk.
So I'm just going to throw this out here. Chamber of Secrets would be my cut. I would get rid of that one.
I would cut Chamber of Secrets and then...
Oh, you could talk me into cutting Chamber of Secrets, maybe.
I would cut Sorcerer's Stone and...
I don't think you can cut Sorcerer's Stone. It's too iconic.
I can't believe you guys are sitting here arguing we're going to cut the first Harry Potter movie in favor of the Half-Blood Prince. It blows my mind. The
Half-Blood Prince, every actor is better than the first one. The really CGI good. Is better. It's shot better.
But what actually happens?
Tyler's just so technical. Yeah. That's the problem.
No, and that's completely fair. To me, I would actually get rid of 1 and 2, and I would put Fantastic Beasts on. Like the first Fantastic Beasts. I know I'm outvoted there, so I'm not even...
Just because it's more recent doesn't mean it's better. Like,
no, I'm saying as a movie, I enjoyed the story and kind of like the mystery and everything about how that's going. I like the first one was fine.
How could you be so disrespectful to, once I make my move, you're free to check the king?
I think you made my point for me. Like,
not
it's bad acting.
Terrible.
That's no.
It's bad acting. Like, it's a great meme. Gosh. It's a terrible it's a terrible scene.
Yeah, but did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire is my... favorite. Yeah,
that's a great scene.
It's a badly acted scene.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still one of the best sequences in the whole movie.
What?
It's bad. The chess scene.
Bad. It's poorly acted.
Oh, the chess scene.
It was a cool
chess.
Scene. Yeah.
It was cool.
There's
cool
12.
Premise.
The problem is they're 12.
It's actually a real chess board.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you're watching Half-Blood Prince, everyone's older and more mature and they're acting well.
That makes it
better. They did Queen's Gambit before it was cool.
Dude, I think they did more of Half-Blood Prince and the kind of relationship stuff better in Half-Blood Prince than they did Goblet of Fire.
Yes, I would agree.
When she ties his shoe.
Nothing happens in Goblet of Fire.
You like that little romance scene Half-Blood there? Prince? That's some good acting.
She ties his shoe.
Yeah, in the stairwell.
Jesus, I remember that part.
Exactly. Yeah. So it and burned it up. Was Half-Blood Prince the wedding or is this Deathly Hallows?
Half-Blood Prince.
Deathly Hallows is part one.
Is the wedding. Yeah.
Half-Blood Prince, remember, Harry's just pissed off the entire time.
They
Dumbledore,
ruined... Okay, my
Dumbledore
point is...
Dumbledore does not talk to him at all.
They ruined... they ruined Ginny.
That relationship was very, very...
I know, that was
so
Order of
awful.
Phoenix.
She's one of the best characters, too.
That relationship is really terrible.
Half-Blood Prince.
She's amazing in the books, and they ruined her, and it's so upsetting.
All right, I know we're having two conversations, so we have to cut one. We got to cut one. So we have...
Half-Blood Prince needs to be cut. It's not even close.
Yeah, I'm surprised this is so much of a debate.
What would you rather cut?
I'd rather cut Sorcerer's Stone.
It's crazy talk.
So the problem is...
Can't cut Sorcerer's Stone.
We have to stay united if we want to even try to combat it.
Fine. Just cut it.
For the record, Half-Blood Prince would make my list.
It's number one on my list.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy, but I'm with you.
You can talk me into cutting two if it's number one on your list. Now
would
I
you cut
bad.
Two for Half-Blood Prince?
But let's just argue Chamber of Secrets is better than Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. No, I never agreed to that. Though I never agreed to that. Sorcerer's Stone is better than
John
Chamber.
Agreed with me when I said that.
I think two is better than one.
I would agree.
We have every combination.
I would agree that two is better than one, but I think one is the...
I'm ready to cut two right now if three of us agree. But that deal goes away in 5 seconds.
For Half-Blood Prince? Done? In a heartbeat.
Done?
Yeah, sure.
And Half-Blood Prince has to be five. Deal?
That's fine. It's fine.
Gone. All right.
The problem
two's
is
gone.
Cut?
Two's gone. Two's gone. Two's gone. Two's gone.
Oh, man.
It's never going back.
This is collusion. I don't like this at all.
It's his number one.
You know my ranking.
It's his number one.
I'm going to start a competing podcast.
It's his number one. What is it on your list? Like four?
Two?
Yeah.
Number two.
Oh.
Number two is number two on my list.
You guys are nuts.
All right.
Oh my
Half-Blood Prince is number five.
Yes.
Crazy.
Number one didn't even make my list, so.
What?
We have every combination.
Okay, so right now we have Sorcerer's Stone, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Deathly Hallows Part 2, and Half-Blood Prince.
Prisoner of Azkaban's four or five. It should have been...
I think it's one of the best
that's
ones.
My number one.
That's my number
one. That's
my number two, dude.
That's my number one.
Prisoner of Azkaban is number two for me.
That's my number one.
Oh, no, Michael. It's good. I think I said it was number four on mine.
What if we put Sorcerer's Stone in number four?
How do we feel about that? I like that. I love that play.
Yeah.
Love that play.
Because then Chamber of Secrets is supposed to go above it, but you guys apparently overruled that, so...
But he's not salty. Don't worry. He's not. He's not.
I just can't believe
it. I was trying to throw John a bone.
You guys are forgetting literally 2.5 hours of the fifth movie. It's
buddy,
so
I'm going with
movie.
How it made me feel. And
yeah, you know, it's really emotional.
I've watched
at the
every
end.
One of those, and I remember going to the theater, and I didn't remember like the names of the movies or anything, but that was the one I kept asking, like, Chelsea, oh, what's my, and it was Prisoner of Azkaban, and it was the Half-Blood Prince.
Like to remind the audience, Phantom Menace is Tyler's second favorite Star Wars movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. And the only reason it's my second favorite is because I would get too much flack if I said it was my first. Yeah. All right, so we got to wrap this up. So, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Deathly Hallows Part 2 are the three on the block right now.
Deathly Hallows Part 2 is probably third then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have been fourth.
I think it's better than Goblet of Fire, but I mean,
I can't believe you're letting Goblet of Fire sneak out.
As long as Azkaban stays in. Cuz you know you can't put that at one.
Prisoner of Azkaban?
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire is number 1.
You think Goblet of Fire should be one?
I would go Azkaban.
Azkaban one?
Azkaban. Over Goblet of Fire.
Yep. Exactly.
I feel like this just, we just,
I conned
invited Michael over for his life.
What would you make you have here? Getting Half-Blood Prince out and putting 2 back in at 5?
Yeah, at a minimum. Yeah, at this point, this is a shit show. Yeah. This is a shit show.
I agree. Like, if it's my heart of hearts, 2 should be on the list.
Fine, put it on the list.
All right. Get rid of Half-Blood Prince.
As long as Azkaban's one.
Azkaban originally was number, what did I say?
You said 4 on your list.
Yeah, because Chamber of Secrets and the Allura 1, yeah. But Goblet of Fire, for me, was number 1. So
I think
okay, Goblet of Fire's 2. Yeah. It would be 2 on our list.
Sure, whatever.
It's compromise.
I'm just saying, far and away better. I watched Prisoner of Azkaban before or recently. It is very good. It is not
it's
the
a
best
two
Harry
spot.
Potter
he's
movie.
Like,
it's not.
Upset about it.
It's not. There is no connection to the third movie ever in the entire series. It is a standalone movie, which it's good. Don't get me wrong, but there is no connection.
What do you mean?
We meet Sirius Black.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Gary Oldman,
who then
and
dies
Lupin.
2 movies later and never
Lupin.
Seen again.
What are you talking about?
He's in
literally
as a ghost.
You
he's
meet
present.
Two of the most important people yes, in Dumbledore's
sure,
army.
Sure, but he's present. He's literally present for 5 minutes in the fourth movie, and then he dies in the fifth.
Because the fourth movie is trash.
The fourth movie is not trash.
It does not adapt the books well at all because he is super important in the books. And none of that shows up in the movie. They're too busy
you
talking
argue,
about who they're going to ask to the dance.
We have to make a decision.
You know what my decision. Azkaban 1, and let's, then you guys decide the rest.
Right now, it's Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, Deathly Hallows Part 2, Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets.
Well, Roddy, just put Deathly Hallows at number 2 and put Goblet of Fire.
Deathly Hallows.
You imagine?
I liked Goblet of Fire a lot. I like Prisoner of Azkaban more.
Yeah, I did
yes,
too.
100%.
I think Chamber of Secrets goes above Sorcerer's Stone. That would be the only change I make to this list.
Yep.
That's fine.
I disagree with that, but if you feel strong about it, you know.
Didn't you just agree with me? You literally just said 10 minutes ago.
I think 2 is over 6 or whatever.
You said 2 is better than 1.
No, I did not.
I did.
I never said that. He said that. John said that.
I agreed that it was
better. I think 2 is a better movie than 1. I
think 1 is better than 2, 100%. But I think it's close enough where I'm not going to be upset.
Everyone seems upset with this list, which is probably
this is the most divisive list we've done.
2 is better than 1. I'm just happy Half-Blood Prince doesn't make the top 5 and 2
is bad. Which bums me out.
This is a great character study of Mike, if not 2. That he's happy that something didn't make it versus his favorite's number 2.
Yeah, right.
Like the greed.
Yeah.
The absolute greed.
No.
You know how many things are my favorite and I had to eke out a 5?
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but there's a difference. I'm okay with Goblet of Fire going 2. If you think Prisoner of Azkaban's better, I'm overruled. That's fine. What I have problems with is the Half-Blood Prince.
Did you see her face when we said Goblet of Fire 2? Just
no,
oh,
I was
just disgusted.
No,
disgusted.
I was disgusted by you guys making a deal to squeak in the second worst movie in the Harry Potter franchise into the top 5. Worst. Yeah.
Do they call us the German airport out
right,
here?
Let me read this out. So number 5, Sorcerer's Stone. Number 2, Chamber of Secrets. 3, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Wait, what? Oh, you're saying that.
Okay.
We've done this for 104.
Do it again.
Okay. Sorcerer's Stone at number 5.
Yes.
Chamber of Secrets is number 4.
You said two last time. Say two, okay. So I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
No, you're right. You're right. It's the second. Anyway.
No,
Deathly Hallows Part 2 is number 3.
Correct.
Goblet of Fire is number 2, and Prisoner of Azkaban is number 1.
Yes. Lock it in.
That's chisel fine.
Chisel. All right, which is good. Chisel. Done.
I've never seen Mike so upset in my life.
You guys just tried the mafia style. Yeah. The second worst movie into the top five.
Mike turns to me. He's like, "What'd you guys vote on?" It's like, "Oh, two's out." His face.
And like when I was prepping for this, like very last minute, to be fair. But like I was like, "There's no way anybody thinks Half Blood Prince is like gonna even make the list."
I think Half Blood Prince is my second favorite.
In fact.
I need to watch it again.
And it's your one.
It is my one. And you see how much I'm complaining about it.
Yeah, right.
I should be losing.
Like, I left the theater. Like, and this is even over Askren. I left the theater with Half Blood Prince, and I was like, that will stick with me. I really liked it.
I equate it to like Lindsay tells me the story when you go see it. Everyone else read the books. She hadn't finished the book, so when Dumbledore dies, she said she audibly gasped, and she was the only one that did it in the movie theater. Like. I mean, obviously they knew because they read the book, but if you didn't read the book, you're just like reading, you're just watching the whole way through and you're like, holy shit. Like,
which is valid because that was right. Where I was, mm-hmm. Where it was just like, you weren't expecting that. Right. You weren't. And it's just like, holy cow, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It's fair. I don't think it's as bad as Mike says. I don't think it's as good as you guys say. I'm in the middle.
Just right in Switzerland.
I just make deals.
Yeah.
All right. We got to wrap it up. That's it.
Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for being here, John and Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Dissuade you from ever coming back again.
It's okay. I'm one and one in the top fives.
You dominated the last one.
I can hang my head high knowing I bent Tyler down against his will.
Clever.
I sat there and watched dirty things happen to you on that list, dude. That was crazy.
Which one was that?
The streaming services.
Oh, yeah.
That was my No Vaseline mixtape.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Check us out, couchcompany.games, and we'll be here same time, same place next week.